Broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building, 3 FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
No, I was going to play the same song.
Come on.
Ah. Hey, fellas.
Hey, fellas, let's sing the song. Okay. Okay, Mo.
What's this here?
One, two, three. We're coming to your house.
We're coming to your house.
Joe's house.
To have a good time.
Woo-hoo.
We'll give you some laughter.
Ha, 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 ha. Three, four, five, six, seven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So mommy won't like it.
He doesn't look so good.
Mommy won't like us.
And neither will Dad.
And neither will Dad. We're coming to your house to break up the joint.
Somebody invite you to their house. We got an invitation.
I have a wheelchair ramp at my house.
You handpicked this, didn't you?
Don't you like it?
Well, I love it.
What bell? A doorbell, stupid.
I feel like we're really gaining momentum right now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, please let us in. Oh, please let us in. And Larry will play on his new violin.
Violin. Would you like...
All right, here, enough of that. There you go. Oh, those are the Three Stooges for you youngsters that might not have ever seen them.
Killed the Stooges.
Here we are. I have to give you an update before we do that, though. Rob and I had a discussion in the office before the show started.
What?
You know, Joe is really already... we've been on the air for a minute and 44 seconds.
That's it.
It's already a Joe day. We had a discussion. We anticipated this today. So Rob and I were in the office earlier. We were having a conversation about Joe. We all love Joe. And Joe, yesterday there were a couple of times that he had issues. So we decided there's got to be a new way of communicating. Because we tried to signal him. We tried to wave at him, but he can't do it. So,
Joe... Joe, are you able to hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right, now, Joe, at the beginning of the show, we said it was going to be the cold opening with the Three Stooges. What? Can you tell me what happened, please?
I didn't have it ready.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you didn't have it ready, but do you have what's ready that's coming up? Do you know what's coming up?
According to my card, yes.
Okay, then say it. Say it, Joe. Say it.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Thank you.
Very good. It works. Now, see, that I like.
Yeah. It's subtle, too. Joe.
Very good, Joe. And I'll be communicating with you this way today. I think it works much better than we were doing it yesterday.
That'll be fine.
Thank you.
Hello. Yes, it's me. It's Biff Mike. As many of you may know, many of you may not know, yesterday Don was in a car accident. I spoke to him last night. Rob spoke to him today. And I want to give everybody an update on his condition right out of the box here and let you know what's going on. I'm optimistic because I think he's going to be doing better. I think really that the slurred speech is going to come along. I think he's going to be able to function. He'll be able to have the use of his faculties again.
When I spoke to him this morning, he wasn't near as dopey as he was when I spoke to him yesterday.
I think all things hitting on all eight, I think he'll be able to have the ball drop in New Year's Eve next year. He'll be fine. No, he's 100% okay. He's recovering. Head hurts. The ribs are bruised, and he will be back on Monday. But yesterday when we talked to him, hold on, I have to do it again because he's not looking again.
This would be when I was pointing at you. This is when I wanted you to play the Dick Clark tapes from New Year's Eve, Joe.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year. Last year, I had a stroke. Not being
bad.
I had to teach myself how to walk and talk all over again. It was a long, hard fight.
He was not nearly that bad.
I'm getting there. Now, you and I have been a part of each other, Doc, so many New Year's Eves that I wouldn't have missed this for the world. And thanks to everybody who made it possible for me to do it.
Don is doing fine. That's just a little joke.
Hold on. Buzz seems to think he's not on the air. My microphone.
Something's wrong with my microphone. Something's wrong with Buzz's microphone? Oh, my God. Is it in your system?
No. Everything's fine here.
All right. So anything over on your side?
I've got him potted up. I've got him.
But that's good. That also is helping the momentum to stop the show.
It's great.
Well, we should get an engineer over to help you out with that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Let me hear you now. Just do a test.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
It's still soft.
Anemic, isn't it?
Now, that's better.
I don't know what's going on or why.
Are you playing with anything, Joe?
Yeah, I'm tapping buttons, trying to loosen up the glue over here.
Well, it's now talk again.
Test 1, 2. Hello.
Now you're 100%.
I think so.
That sound good?
Yeah.
If not, we can give him the balloon.
We need it.
The only trouble is I have Buzz, wide open.
Yeah, his microphone is wide open.
The way I like it.
It's very inside, isn't it?
It is really inside.
Let's see if we can work on that. Perhaps get an engineer in here. But I think for now we'll have to live with it.
Right.
I do want to say to everybody that called with the calls of support and the help regarding my haunting, that I have a tremendous amount to talk about regarding that when we get the real show started here, because. I told Rob in the office that when I was home this morning, something happened that will be, to me, and I'm not exaggerating and I'm not blowing smoke, a little bit mind-bending.
You tease me with this.
I will tease. I have to go into this because we get a lot of calls about that. For some reason, I guess haunting people get all jacked up, and people have had similar experiences. Our own Slow Joe saw a Confederate soldier walk through the wall here, so we'll have more about that. But yesterday was very tough because Rob and I came in here, and I think it was just about 5 or 2 that all this happened with Don. And so we were concerned for obvious reasons. We were coming in here, and we didn't know what was going on. Don called us. We were all at ease after that. But when I was driving home last night, it was a tough day. It was one of your tougher days. And the day was not made any easier when the phone rang. And I see on the caller ID that it's my ex-wife calling. Sometimes that's something about school or whatever. Or where's the money? So I look at this, and it's my kids. And I pick up the phone, and all I can hear as soon as I pick up the phone is, and I'm like, what? What's going on?
Daddy.
And I'm like, what? What is it?
You canceled the sleepover.
Oh, no.
I have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. And they go, you canceled the sleepover. This is the way I process this going down. I assume my ex was there, and the kids were screaming about this all afternoon, and then at a certain point, she just was waiting for 7 o'clock to come around and handed the phone to kids, you call them. So my entire drive home, because when you're the single dad, when you're the part-time dad, you really do get the guilt more than anything else. And the last thing I want to do, really, if I can avoid it, I don't want to, super spoil my kids, but I also don't want to upset them. And I'm getting it like both barrels. And instantaneously, I got the father's guilt coming through where it's just like, I said, okay. Now, girls, here's what happened. And I find myself trying to explain it like I'm an adult. Meanwhile, they're out there going, I said, well, the forecast calls for snow. And then the youngest one, my youngest Elizabeth, says, it's just a couple of inches. She becomes an instantaneous meteorologist. It's just a couple of inches. I can't believe it. Why does Eric think I have carpenter ants? Hold on a second. I'm going to get back to this in a minute. Eric from Reno, why do you think I have carpenter ants?
The itching.
Hello. Yes, Eric.
If you need help, stop moving around up in there.
Eric, just hold that thought for a second, please, just before we let you go.
Joe, at all times when I'm taking calls today, have the gun standing by.
Okay.
At all times. Do I make myself clear?
Yes.
How on your scale of energy today? Are you a 1, a 5, a 10? Where are you?
I'm 10.
Friday, Joe?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see what happens.
But, of course, Friday, Joe, means there's distraction at play.
Go ahead, Eric. Eric,
I can't hear you. Just go to the bar and I can't understand you.
Eric, can you understand me?
Yes.
All right, that is what you wanted to say about the Carpenter ad.
Oh, just because that's the only thing I can think of that would be able to move those boxes around.
Well, you know what? That's funny. Are you making light of my situation, which got a lot worse this morning at about 8:30? All right, come again. That's it. So, always good to set an example early in the show.
But you know how you can spot a Carpenter ant?
Mm-hmm.
It's singing soft rock.
Rob Spiewak, he's here all week.
Thank you.
So I'm talking to my kids, and I find myself in really a situation that I've never been in. I don't think that I've ever been where I am completely turning them into adults getting an explanation like I would have an adult. And I said, okay, first of all, the first thing I said, is Mommy there? No. And she's there. I know she's standing there kind of like with her arms folded, just looking down at me.
Nodding.
So I said, all right, here's the deal. And I said, here's the deal to them, which I never said to them. Here's the deal. This is my deal, Wade.
That's the way to start a talk to
them. I said, Daddy saw the forecast. You wanted to have the sleepover. We started to arrange the sleepover Wednesday morning. I knew that you wanted to have a sleepover. And I said, when I saw the forecast, and because none of the other mommies had called me back, that's the reason. I hadn't heard from any of the mothers to confirm, and also the weather forecast said snow, and because your girls, the sleepover girls that you're going to have at the house live so far away, Daddy didn't want to drive in the snow, especially if it's going to be that kind of weather. It would be one thing if they lived close by, but because of the forecast and the fact that I haven't heard from anybody, that's why I decided to postpone it. We're going to do it again. So I think I've successfully explained this, and this is the response I get. Here.
But we really want it. Oh, we really want to have the sleepover, Daddy.
And it's horrible, and it's not. I mean, I'm overdoing it, but it really wasn't overdone.
No.
I'm just sobbing, and there was no. And then finally, I get to the end. I'm like, put.
What's the overwhelming emotion of this group? The frustration or the heartbreak?
It was the heartbreak.
Yeah.
It was as my ex said, devastation. I'm like, oh, that helped
thank
me.
You. Thank you. Devastating.
So I, but. Through all of this, I'm almost to the point where I'm going to get off the phone with them and I'm going to call the other moms. And you know what? Maybe I'm paranoid, but I think when you're the single dad, when you're the divorced father, the other mommies in the mommy network, they're going to call the mommy, but they're not necessarily going to call the daddy back real quick.
Right.
So I haven't gotten any conversations with these women, and I was just frustrated, and I haven't done the sleepover at my house, and I just feel like I'm the father of the year. And I'm feeling completely frustrated. It really sucks.
You did it.
I really don't know what's going on. You've got a different situation. You're there all the time with your kids. With me, it's because I have them for such a short period of time that I always want to make it, kind of special.
Yeah.
It's, I'm not unusual in that respect as far as...
But you did the right thing.
Right.
I mean, and they don't understand that.
Well,
and they must be made to understand that.
And then I called my mom to vent to her a little bit and, explain the situation to her. And she said to me that she's kind of bummed out because she's going to be cutting back her hours at the hospital. And I said, you don't do that. Nobody likes a quitter. 85 years old. You can't slow down. But I got the kind of, when you deal with old people, this was just the drive home from hell. First of all, nobody knew that that I was in here dealing with what we were all dealing with yesterday, that we were concerned about Donna. We had a very tough day. Nobody was aware of that. And so the kids weren't aware. My ex-wife wasn't aware. Of course, my mom can't listen to the show. So I called her thinking that I'm going to vent about the kids and how frustrated and how I feel so frustrated with this situation. And I get, I'm thinking, he's always back here. It's just, which really, in her mind, you know what that's saying? You know, it's saying, it's time. It's time to take the final walk. That's the tone that I'm getting from her. I get it at various times. She's like, but I know she's out dancing or something like that. She's going to do fine. So I...
Dancing?
Really? I don't know what I'm saying.
Dancing at the hospital.
I don't know what I'm saying. But it's compounded by the fact that I came in today and got, I think, the worst news that I've ever gotten since I've worked at this radio station.
Yeah.
We have, over the years, Don and I have been together for 20 years, we have certainly had a lot of relationships and a lot of people that have crossed our paths, some good, some bad, some weird, some not so weird, but...
it's always been a family.
It's been a very close-knit group, and that's why when Rob hit me with the bombshell, and this still might be at the rumor phase. Have we gotten any real
it's a very
confirmation
solid
of
solid rumor, but no one's going on the record, which is what we should handle
here. Joe, please play the few moments. I regret to inform everybody here at the radio station, but you haven't heard this yet.
Sources say.
I just want you to really brace yourself for this. You're going to be okay before I tell you this week.
Sit down, bud.
You're going to be fine, I see. Dave Howard.
Now I'll never get that check.
Oh, my God. Steve Howard is
Ron, you know, why did you hit me with these bombshells right before we're going to go on the air?
Thought you'd need to know. Thought you might be able to pull some strength from it.
You know, I could eulogize Dave Howard, but Dave Howard, now, I don't even know if this of his own free will, or was he shown the door? Was he one of the Redskins guys?
No. He was just a guy that loved wearing his tie over his shoulder.
Managerial tie.
And I get this after I have the euphoria of Steve Johnson coming into the office and telling me that he's going to land on the
team. You know,
what's happening? Keeping me up at night.
Have you ever seen him look better?
He looks so
really
happy.
Clear-eyed and alert.
You know, it's funny, when somebody's getting another job and they're leaving here, they always like have this incredible euphoria.
They look 10 years younger.
They're free. And everybody walking by the office is, you know, looking at them jealously. And then, so I'm all happy for Steve. I said, how you doing? He said, yeah, I'm doing great. Oh, wait, have you gotten another gig yet?
Well, I got a few things going to decide. I don't know exactly.
He's got that grin. I'm like, okay, well, good luck to you. Please get out of the office.
And he slithered out.
He slime-balled out down the hallway. And then Rob comes in and says,
I've got a rumor for you. You're not going to believe this.
And the one and only tall drink of water, Dave Howard. What can you say about a guy who meant so much to us?
Well, that hasn't already been said.
That's right. He was, he was tall.
He was.
He was tall with dental hygiene.
He could not. Ever, for the life of him, Phil, Fault could not write copy.
Dave Howard, if you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, and you didn't have the pleasure to know him, he's a sales guy.
Slime.
Here at WJSS. Buzz?
Yes?
Can you give me three facts besides being tall about Dave Howard?
Let's see. He's the guy, he's the reason I didn't get that check that I was bitching about a week ago.
That's a fact. That counts, Buzz. I'm going to write that down.
Let that stand as a lesson to everyone.
Right, Dave Howard.
By the way, because look what happened to Dave Howard.
Do we have Dave Howard's number? So we should call Dave Howard just to see how he's
not. He's not in the building today.
How do you console? Well, I'll leave a message for him. I can do that, too. Another fact for Dave Howard. Do you have any other facts about Dave Howard?
I have a fact.
Rob, this is it. You're going to get your turn. This is Buzz Burbank, his opportunity right now. All right, he didn't get you a check. Name another pertinent fact about Dave Howard if you can.
I think he meant well.
I will accept the story, but
more of a theory. And he had a winning smile.
Yes, he did.
I will all remember.
Buzz has failed. Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz has failed. Rob,
always do.
Yes.
Tell me a fact about Dave Howard.
He was a tool.
That doesn't count.
No, okay, fact.
I'm saying this seriously because over the years, there was a time when we were working in radio where we knew facts and details about the lives of salespeople before somebody decided to put the big wall up between the programming side of the sales.
I have a fascinating fact.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
Of Dave Howard.
Yes. In an effort to get windows for my house as a spokesperson,
yes,
he made me sit through a 2.5 to 3 hour window presentation, and then I got nothing.
That would be it. Any other facts that you know about Dave Howard?
He remains a tool.
I will seriously ask you, is he a married man?
I believe so.
But you don't know.
I know if he is.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Joe, do you have any facts about Dave Howard? Do you know anything about this guy?
No.
No? Nobody does.
He might be married to Mrs. Howard.
You don't know he's married.
These are the things we'll miss about him.
Call because I think, you know, really to maybe start a new relationship with the salespeople here at WJFK in Washington.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a real nice idea to leave a little message for Mr. Howard.
Sure.
Yeah, just kind of a touching little tribute. I think maybe the three of us can do this.
Oh, sure. I don't.
I'll say a little something, and you guys can.
I know a fact.
Go ahead and call him. Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that.
Should I call his extension?
Yes.
Joe, call his extension and do it now.
I
remember when we got the new phone.
Working.
Thank you. When we got the new phone system, we had to go to the front desk and hit the Dave Howard button just until he would answer, and then we'd hang up on him.
But he was in the building.
Yeah.
All right, so he's not here now.
No.
We really don't know whether he's left or whether he's leaving or what the story is. I welcome any salespeople, if they have the courage,
you know who we
to come in here and give me some pertinent information about Dave Howard and where he's going and why he's leaving.
You know who might have a scoop? Is Julie or Madonna?
Okay.
We could call them.
Very good. Now we're going to get his machine here, right?
Dave Vincent.
I hope so. I don't know.
Mailbox is not initialized and cannot accept it.
Do you know how to get... He has a mailbox.
Well,
have they gotten rid of him?
They've already...
I called Julie, though. Call Julie.
That says a lot.
They've uninitialized his mailbox.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe is now reading the employee list. And Joe, just describe what you're doing so that it's not all me today. Where that we have these huge, enormous gaps in the show.
I'm dialing up Julie, Mike.
Very good.
I love the bullhorn. The bullhorn is going to make Joe Artinger a better employee today.
Julie is our national salesman.
Julie?
Hi, Julie.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You know, I don't know if you're listening right now, but Rob gave me what I think is probably the most disturbing news I've gotten in quite some time before the show.
Unfortunately, I was not listening.
Yes, of course. Well, that's part of the course. Dave Howard. Rob came in with this horrible... Horrible rumor, and we're trying to get in touch with... First of all, when somebody leaves or gets fired or something happens, do they immediately eliminate their mailbox from the director? Is that the way that works, or would Joe miss that?
I would believe that they would immediately eliminate their directory.
What can you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, I really don't mean to put you on the spot, but what can you tell us about really the greatest sales guy I've ever had the pleasure of working with? He blows McWilliams out of the water. Is he really leaving?
You know what? Speaking of blowing McWilliams out of the water, I think Dave actually pays for cable as opposed to McWilliams.
Well,
that's a McWilliams thing.
Yes, and that is also an invasion of the question.
Yes.
Do you have any information, Julie? And if you can't say, I'll accept that and I'll go on to another mole.
All I know is that David resigned yesterday.
Oh.
Thank you, Julie.
That's my story I'm sticking to.
Thank you, Julie. Can't stay on the line. Bye.
I think I know who the next person is.
Oh,
it rhymes with Madonna.
Okay, let's call Madonna.
Please call Madonna.
She was close to him, right? Wasn't she closest
as
to him?
Close as she is to everyone.
She's closer than anybody is to anybody. And Joe, I think we should still have that funeral music now. We've got
Hi, this is
minutes.
Madonna?
Yes, Madonna, this is Mike. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you, Mike?
Not good, Madonna. Not good. Not good.
Mike?
Things are not good here at WJFK. This is... it's one thing when Don's not here and I got to come in here and do this show. It's another thing when I get a bombshell and nobody has the decency or courtesy to let me know that Dave Howard's gone.
Oh, my God! Freaking David. David
Howard.
Which one was he?
He used to work here. Thank you, Madonna. Thank you very much. Any kind words you'd like to share with our listening audience about Dave Howard? This is kind of his mini tribute.
Oh, well, I guess I owe someone $20.
Why is that? You bet that he'd be gone.
There's the laugh.
Thank you, Madonna.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's so the bad. Evil.
And remember...
The wicked priestess Madonna who works here.
Remember, his name is actually David Howard.
Now, Joe, who are we calling now?
We're trying Dave's extension again.
See if it works.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I hope so, because, you know, maybe he'll check his messages. That seems awful quick.
The truth is they don't normally yank somebody's phone system when they leave here, unless... You know,
why? I just keep saying to myself,
why?
Oh, I got something to tell you about that, too. You know Entertainment Tonight's using for an Olympic correspondent?
Thanks for calling the office of Dave Howard at WJFK Radio. Dave is presently unavailable. For immediate service, please call...
Hey, that's
the drunkard.
All right, that's it. Oh, Dave, Mike O'Mara, just got the news. Really, really, buddy. Thrown for a loop. Just can't believe you're no longer with us. Anything I can do, you left us. We didn't tell you to leave, and I just want to say, Rob, you have anything to say?
Yeah, you know, if you ever just want to call someone to talk with, or just get weird.
Thanks, Rob. Buzz?
Dave, if I can do anything for you, it's going to take 3.5 months.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Hit the music, Joe. Let's get this show started right now. 1-1000.
Hit the music, Joe!
There it is now.
I like the bullhorn. Music for the whole show.
Dave Howard's laughing place.
Brush your teeth. Brush your face.
Yeah.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or noon and 4, or 1 and 5, or whatever the other things we're supposed to say. This is the Don and Mike Show. Here are your phone numbers. From anywhere in the United States. Can you turn that down a little bit, please?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is the Don and Mike Show for Friday.
Friday!
September 10, 2006. Here are your phone numbers. 877-365-3636 or 800-636-1067. Here in Washington, D.C., or in Canada or Mexico, you can call us at 202-432-1067. And the internet information is right here in front of me today. You can hear us anytime you want on the internet. All you have to do is go to donandmikewebsite.com, click on Listen Live, or go to radiomat.com and click on one of our affiliates like Live 105 in Baltimore, Spike in Vegas, and The Edge in Pittsburgh.
May I introduce you?
Now, Rob is actually doing his own intro today. Uh-huh. So, Rob, you've selected something you think is
appropriate. Yes, I have. I think this is more in the keeping of my spirit.
You're asking if I have a God complex. Let me tell you something. I am God.
How's your haunted board up. Attic?
Right.
Haunted board up.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Howard, and all the ships at sea. He will make you gay. Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Thank you very much, Rob. Now, Buzz, did we get your introduction in there? Did you say
no? Not yet.
I never know where that comes from the show.
Right after the date. Hi, Mike.
Oh, so I gave the date too early? Is that what I did?
Okay, it doesn't matter.
It's not the date. I think I could do this for a year, and I wouldn't get it in the same order that I'm supposed to. But welcome to the Don and Mike Show, if you just tuned in. Don is not here today. Recovering from a car accident, he is going to be fine. And he called in yesterday and indicated that to us. Also, he will be back on Monday, and I think the only one thing I wanted to pass on when I talked to him, just a little mad, little angry.
Yes.
A little angry due to the circumstances. He'll have more on that for you on Monday's show.
Right.
So we got a big show today, very, very exciting. The Friday favorite is here. Also, we will have our favorite Wee One from the Weather Tree over at Channel 9. Topper Shut will be calling this because people are already going out of their mind.
Oh, yeah.
Going crazy, and now I want to tell you exactly what happened when I was, I'd say probably 7:30, 7:35 this morning. This is after Carla got up. She went to work. Normally, Carla has a great job. She can actually take her dog to work with her.
Wow.
She's got a dog walker now, so a couple of days a week, it's just me and the hound dog. And this is really the truth. The whole thing that I was talking about yesterday about my attic with going up there, I know the boxes were stacked like straight up, and it looked weird to me. But deep down inside, really in my mind, I actually said to myself, you know, there's got to be somebody did it, or maybe somebody was there, and maybe it's not a haunting.
Right.
And I was working it up a little bit.
Rational explanation.
But the thing is, it really weirded me out when this morning, probably about, I guess about 20 minutes after Carla leaves the house, I went back to sleep. And it's, I think, 7:30, and the door to my bedroom, right next to me, it kind of has this play in it where it's got about a quarter of an inch.
Right, because it's an older house.
And the door does one of these bangs where it just bangs, and I thought the first thing I think is, well, that's what happens or could happen when the air conditioning goes up. But I am in a dead sleep when this happens. And I open my eyes and I look, and I realize the first thing I realize is that the heating system is on.
Okay.
There is no draft, and you would think it was so loud that I thought somebody had come into the house.
Wow.
And I really sat up, and then of course the obligatory dog starts to do the growl.
Mm-hmm.
Starts to do the growl, and I am not kidding you. For the very first time, I was talking about the attic thing. It really didn't bother me at all. For the very first time, maybe it was in my own mind that I, self-fulfilling prophecy, I was, and this dog's eyes
are wide, and I am, you know, in a scene from Poltergeist.
Now, do you buy into the fact that dogs are hypersensitive to, like, the other world?
It was over as soon as it began. It happened twice, but it actually, I was in a complete dead sleep.
Right.
And it was not one of the deals where the door just kind of, like, flaps there. This right. was a bang, and then I looked at it, and it did another bang. Like with the quarter inch
right.
of play, it was seriously like someone had their hand in the middle of the door, and they were shoving the door as hard as they could. I swear to God, if I could come up with an explanation for it,
sure.
some rational explanation for it, I would.
Has it ever happened before?
The deal with the boxes, I'm sure that somebody did something. And with Maria's comment last week, I try to decipher. She came over today. I'm trying to communicate with her and try to figure out where, when she said ghost, whether she was talking about a ghost of her own house, whether she had seen it. But I, the thing is, it's not something that I can really find any real rational explanation from. And I was not planning. I've lived in that house for 2 years now.
Yeah.
I've never really had. I have the thing where I think there are. Bats or birds or something. And, as a side note to this, Carla did say to me that she slept in the guest room because she's sick, and she heard, last night what she thinks are the birds, and that's what she thought it was.
Right.
I wasn't fazed by that. This was the first time it had happened. It did not open.
When that happened, did you check back up in the attic?
No.
Do you have any interest to go up there in the near future?
Yeah, I might do it. I might actually go, check it out and see what's going on. I just don't. I wish I could explain it, but it's kind of frustrating, so I have no idea.
You're going to be like Roy Scheider in Jaws. You're going to get real drunk and go up there.
Come on, Ghost. Tony, in my favorite town, you're on the Don and Mike show. What can we do for you, Tony?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
There was a movie once with Gary Busey where he was a mental patient that was released, and he took up residence in this couple's attic. Maybe that's your problem.
Well, it's a small attic, and I could find out exactly.
You have Gary Busey in your attic.
Once again, people are making light of my situation.
We have Don standing by.
All right, Don is going to give us an update. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, babe.
How are you?
Have I interrupted you?
No, you're not. No, we were just talking about my haunted house. How are you doing?
Mike has Gary Busey living in his attic.
Well, now, what is your current medical condition?
Oh, I feel better.
Good.
I'm walking a little bit. I mean, I listen to Pussy. Of course, I'm walking.
I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. I have to apologize for playing the Dick Clark tapes when I was talking about your condition.
I didn't hear that. I was taking one of my hourly naps. Thank you. Outside.
We said that you're going to be back just in time for the New Year's Eve ball to drop. We're very excited about that.
Ryan,
now, all right, Joe.
Get ready.
Joe's having a Friday, Joe Day. We're having a great time. How are you feeling? Are you feeling any better than you were when I talked to you last night?
Yeah. Much, much, much better.
I didn't elaborate on on anything that you didn't want me to. I was keeping it kind of light, but I did say one thing that you're mad. You're a little mad.
I'm really not mad, though.
You're not mad, okay.
I talked to the guy all day today and last night.
Oh, you did? Okay, I didn't know that.
The deal is, I don't know how the hell Rob even described what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to him, when I was getting the ambulance dropped, said, for your T-bone. Right. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. When we first got the information, the way I perceived it was that you were going. I know the road you're talking about. It's a windy road, a lot of blind curves. And I thought that somebody had pulled out in front of you, and you had T-boned them. That's what I thought. But that's not what happened. T-bone Burnett.
T-bone Burnett. But you.
T-bone is when you hit somebody broadside, where somebody pulls out in front of you.
I was the guy that was hit.
So you were kind of T-boned.
I was just driving down the road, and a guy was leaving his driveway and had to cross a lane of traffic in which there were no cars coming. And it was kind of a blind spot there.
Mm-hmm.
He has one of those big retarded mirrors.
Fisheye mirror.
Now, on that road, what Don, I think what you're talking about is the kind of like, it's like a bubble mirror where you can see around the corner.
Yeah, and I guess he did a look and boom, he went across the lane of traffic. He had to make a left-hand turn out of his driveway and cross over that. And that's how he hit me.
So he actually, when you're on the main drag, he came out of his driveway and hit your passenger, your driver's side.
You are correct, sir.
Oh, my God.
You are correct, but he's graciously agreed to keep this out of the insurance company.
Oh, let's give him
man to man.
Applause.
Yeah, he hasn't given up on the car yet.
That's so the damage to your car is estimated at what, $150,000?
Something like that. Hold on, let me see. Hold on a second.
It's just a shame you were driving your Dragula.
I want you to. I want to see if I can get one of the gypsies here. I have no shortage of people who are wanting to, for like the next day, they've got the BS rule. If you fall asleep, like 2 hours, you got to wake up.
Yeah, right, right. How long do you have to do that? 48 hours?
I don't know. Till tomorrow.
Right.
Anyway, doing that today are the gypsies.
Huh? They're waking you up periodically, Mr. Mike.
Well, they just did, and now the one that woke me up is not here, but there's another one that's actually cleaning my cave now.
Well, that's wonderful. Will she go on the radio?
Well, that's what I wanted to try to find out. Hi, can you turn that off for a second? Hold on.
Do you know her name?
No.
This is first.
I have no idea.
How long has she worked for you?
Hold on. Hi. Do any of you guys speak Spanish?
I don't.
You mean English?
No, I think he's speaking to us.
Are you talking to us?
I'm glad you guys.
I talk French.
I know a little Spanish.
Okay.
Then put her on.
Can you say hi to my friends at work?
Say hi to Miguel.
You can ask them about my head.
Okay.
They love looking at the bandages on my head.
All right, I know. I can probably get by. I have to do what I had to do when I'm talking about a ghost this
Hello.
Morning. Hola.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
Elena.
Elena?
Elena.
Elena, me llamo Miguel. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, gracias.
Muy bien. ¿Cómo es Mr. Mike? How's Mr. Mike doing?
Perdón?
Oh, El Bandage-o?
El Braino Juice-o?
Locked concussion.
How is Mr. Mike? Is he okay?
Sí.
Hola.
That's good. Sí, that means yes.
Sí, sí. You take care of Mr. Mike?
Oh.
You take care of Mr. Michael?
No
entiendo. El bad tacho.
Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Sí.
How is, como es cabeza, Mr. Mike?
Oh, pues como tiene pecado ahí.
Yes. Yes, I understand completely.
Hey, American University would like a tape of this conversation to turn into a commercial.
Muy el grande, Señor Mike.
Sí.
El grande Coca-Cola?
Perdón?
Resemble to fresh toothpaste. I'm doing una edición. How is Mike? Is there any appreciable odor?
No entiendo, ¿qué es lo que dice?
¿Dónde está Chipotle restaurant?
Don't drop the chalupa. El gate?
No.
Can you put Mr. Mike back on the phone?
Au revoir.
Put me, adios. Put Mr. Mike back on the phone.
AMF.
Hello.
I think we really were able to get a real bead on your condition with that conversation.
That's the girl who cleans my underpants.
She, I believe, does not possess one word of the English language.
No, thank you.
Did she say thank you?
Yes. Yeah.
That's wonderful. So are you, obviously, have you bathed or showered or anything like that?
Oh, I bathed with one of those shower caps today.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I feel like one of those idiots that we... Remember that contest we did where we had those morons?
Oh, put all the stuff in their hair.
I don't like mayonnaise and stuff in their hair. Yeah.
Well, at least you're able to get some water on you, which I thought it might be kind of like when you have the 24-hour flu bug and you're in your own issue for the whole weekend.
No, I just didn't wash my face.
Here's the good thing, the difference from when I talked to you. I know you had said that the guy had contacted you, but obviously you've talked to him quite a bit and everything's kind of cool with him.
He's fine. I'm mad because he effed up my lucky car.
But you're going to get your lucky car back, right?
But it won't be the same lucky car. Right.
Well, maybe it'll be a luckier car.
I know that and you know that, but the next sucker that owns it won't know that.
You know what I was going to ask you, because that road is so bad, has he ever been aware of other situations like that, like other accidents?
It's got to go a spot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Got to go a spot.
Mm-hmm.
A very famous road.
Is the mirror that he uses to back out of his driveway, is that like Beth Ann's mirror?
Exactly.
That's what I thought. That's what I had in my head.
It's a long and winding road, isn't it?
Beth Ann's mirror was like one of those
you know, since you guys brought it up,
you know, we'd be laying in front of it. I'm just trying to look. We attacked the 50-foot one.
Sitting there Just like, you know what's nice is that with those kind of mirrors, Beth Ann can not only do what she does with it, but she can do it while she's sweating on it at the same time. Like a flying saucer going down the hill. Hey, Don, I got to tell you something. Are you sitting down right now?
Of course.
I might as well tell you right now because you're going to hear it eventually, and somebody's got to break it to you, and I might as well be
better
the guy.
Better hears it from you than Jim Vance.
You know, yesterday was a pretty stressful day with everything that happened to you, but today it hasn't gotten any easier for any of us. And what were you talking to your lady?
No, it wasn't stressful yesterday.
It was a tough day because we were all worried about you. But today is even tougher because I'll spit it out. I'll get right to it. I know you don't like
BS me or what?
I'm not. No. I'm not. Dave Howard is leaving.
He has his
own effing deal.
I knew you'd be upset.
They can do that.
I don't know whether that happened.
I hear he resigned.
The word we're getting.
I did on Wednesday.
We're good. You knew?
Yeah.
And you didn't tell me?
Why would I tell you? Who cares about Dave Howard?
You didn't tell me that Dave Howard was leaving?
Who cares about Dave Howard?
Mrs. Howard.
Mrs. Howard does.
That's true.
We gave him, you know, I don't know why you're being so insensitive. We gave him a tremendous tribute on the show today.
Oh, well, that you just think he had to make me look like a jerk.
Can I explain? I know what Don's doing.
It's just a rumor that I've heard, really.
You're doing a tough guy thing, and, you know, and the thing is, we know you care more than any of us care. Isn't that true?
No. All I know is that son of a bitch. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
You should have hit him.
I think I got the best revenge, don't you?
No, I don't. I think the best revenge would have been that $300 in your pocket.
Well, it's four, but who's counting?
You ever get that money, Buzz?
Not yet, but I understand. It's on the way.
You believe the stupid promise from your lying manager.
Well, you know, I can't believe you're being so cold to a man that I thought, really, in the 20 years we've been together, I think he's the best guy we've ever worked with.
And when we all got together, we were able to come up with two facts about him.
Yes, two pertinent facts about Dave Howard. One that he stiffed Buzz on the money, and the other one was what?
He stiffed me on Windows.
What's that?
The giant friggin' fool.
He listed that.
He listed that, but that was more of an opinion than a fact.
And I know I know you mean that only in the best possible way.
No, I kid, of course.
Yeah, because you love.
Because if only you knew how much I'd sell you. I'm not that effed up today.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you about that. Are you still popping the pills?
Yeah, but when I talked to the doctor at this point, that's what they gave me yesterday.
Yeah.
Like heavy duty stuff.
For sure. Do you remember the Do you remember most of the conversation yesterday, right?
I mean, I know I did stupid stuff like look at the bookshelf.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to see if you remember. The only time, but that was kind of, you know, you were just going through your books and you were reading the titles of your books. It got strange when you started reading us. I think you were reading us your copier paper.
Yes. I thought it was.
Do you remember doing that?
It was Georgia Pacific.
That's exactly what it was.
You sound
like you're a lot more with it today. I don't know why I'm asking this, but how do the gypsies, are they good looking?
You know, in that, let me just say this. Have you ever seen, an episode of Law and Order where they go to, they're trying to get some bad guys, and they're following, a big van, and they open up the van, and inside are, I'm not kidding, 50 refugees?
Yeah.
Okay, these ladies could be the guest star in any of those episodes.
I was picturing
that. They're lovely, beautiful creatures. Mm-hmm. They live to clean one day a week. They love cleaning all my hair. It's falling out everywhere.
I kind of picture the lady from... Joe is going on at the level.
Do you know...
Stop it.
Joe, turn it off. Do you know how I'm communicating with Joe today? I don't know if you can hear this through the phone. I'm using the bullhorn because it was difficult yesterday, and this is the only way to get his attention.
Outstanding. Mike?
Yes.
You're in charge, of course.
Thank you very much.
However, my advice to you would be to tell him as subtly as you can, he's not allowed to control content like drop-in tapes and music.
Right.
Rob. Well, I played the music, just not that loud.
Rob's taking the bullet for Joe right now.
Now, you should just take everything out of it. Hi, Joe.
Joe, turn the mic. Okay.
Don.
So you know that delay is Joe reaching over, turning the microphone on. All right, go ahead. Say hi to Don, Joe.
Hi, Don.
Take it all out of your hand.
Okay.
We'll take everything out of his hands, I promise. I hope you have a good rest of the weekend and you're able to recuperate so we can get you back in your own.
Hey, why wouldn't it be a great weekend? The threat, I mean, the possibility that serious members of my family will be coming down to make sure that I can wake up every 2 hours.
And you've got people helping you out and taking care of you besides the gypsies, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, and last thing, and I'll let you get on with the show.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to talk HB today or talk to...
We're talking to TS today. We're talking to TS at about 4 o'clock today.
Okay, all right. You're going to talk to the tiny fellow.
Yeah, we're going to take the wee one. Yes, the wee man.
He tells the little guy
that
I, even in my state now, and I'm not stoked up like yesterday.
Right.
But I have to remain sitting, so a shock has been watching TV.
Okay.
He's absolutely driving me crazy. This morning it went from 10 inches... And now they're all over the place with the snow rain line, which could keep accumulation down. I think it's a bunch of crap.
Hey, I invented something while you were gone, but I'm putting your name on it with me. Do you want to hear what it is?
Yeah.
I'm calling it the Don and Mike Weathermanometer. It's the Weathermanometer, and what we're going to do is I'm actually going to write down as many forecasts, the most recent forecasts, as we can get. And when we get them, we're going to just compare and see who got it. We're going to make them accountable this time on the Weathermanometer.
Who's the legwork on that?
Well, you know what? If people want to call and they heard a forecast, I'm just going to jot down what the...
But the thing is, they're also full of crap.
They are full of crap.
They don't change.
But I will tell you, yesterday on the show, we talked to Topper before, and Topper, at one point, he did call for 2 to 12 inches of snow. So he totally covered his own ass. But he didn't say, he said snow.
Yeah.
He said snow.
I believe we're going to get snow, but it's just, they're already hedging. As they're starting to panic, they're already starting to hedge now. This morning, I love seeing the woman at Home Depot telling us how everybody bought all of the snow blowers, and then they go to freaking Burger Jeff with his goddamn JCPenney tie on.
He doesn't look well.
This is always the trickiest thing to... Oh, come on, eat one.
But do you have plenty of supplies?
Oh, yeah.
You have plenty of supplies?
Did you treat yourself?
I got plenty of supplies because I'm not supposed to drive or leave, or anything for a day or so.
Right.
But we are not going to get the blizzard of the century. I think we get maybe 4 inches.
How are your ribs doing?
They're out on the grill now, and they look fantastic.
So you said you felt a little soreness last night. Are they bad, though, or
did you? Did you watch CSI last night?
Yeah, Rob did, yes.
Anybody that saw CSI last night, the last guy on the table, when they took his ribs out, how'd your mind look like?
Wow. How's your optic nerve?
It's candy.
Candied optic nerve.
Kraft marshmallows.
Delightful. We say cheese, Kraft marshmallows. Slather with Velveeta and serve all from Kraft.
Yeah, there's four.
Well, I hope you do feel better, and it's good to hear you, and I do want you to get back in here, because if I have to go another day with Joe, I think I might kill him.
I want to be there, too. I don't feel bad today.
Good. Well, we will welcome you back, and of course, I'll pass along the condolences to Dave Howard for you, even though you sounded so cold on the radio today.
Yeah, there's two words that I would like to know how to say in Spanish.
Okay.
First word is hand.
No.
I think we've separated now because you can use a few other words too. Something you might need a little because you're in pain. You might need a little relief.
Do you have any idea at all what she was saying?
No. She really did not speak any English whatsoever.
What were you saying to her?
I was trying to get an update on your noggin, your cabeza. I was trying to see.
She was pointing at my head.
She was see that I was able to say cabeza. I asked her name. I think her name is Elena. It sounded like Elena. Isn't that what it sounded like?
Elena,
yes.
I ran her comments through the internet translator, and it said she figured out the combination for the wall thing.
She also said something about El Jefe is all hands. The man of the house is very, very handsy and makes us wear French maid outfits.
You're goddamn right.
All right, we'll feel better.
Good luck. I'd like to clap.
The fat cop laughing on the outside, crying on the inside.
If it hurts to laugh, will I recommend the J7 program?
Yes, that comes on at 7 o'clock.
I think the whole lineup of the station is fantastic.
I know, it'll make you laugh. It'll be a laugh riot.
All right, well, probably screw up whatever you're doing.
You're not screwing anything up. I appreciate you filling the time. I really do. That's what I'm doing when you're not here. You know, I've been doing that for 20 years. Just filling time. Feel better, and we will talk to you live in here. You'll be in here on Monday?
Oh, yeah, we're not about.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I've actually got the boys into the country.
Oh, that's right. And then, of course,
the roads are clear.
Then we will all be buried.
Okay.
I hope you feel better.
I'm going to work it out.
You're going to work it? You're not going to work it to Oprah.
Oh, baby.
Really?
Baby.
I mean, maybe the view, but not open.
And maybe I should go to the private box maybe with the J.P. Hayward gun.
Yeah, you know, she's got new glasses. She's got hot new glasses she's wearing.
Are those glasses or just a high show?
We better watch. You know, we got the other guy coming on.
Oh, that's true.
It's mayhem.
Tell him seriously for me. Make a friggin' trip.
I will. You know what?
I want to do, but they'll all hedge it.
Topper always takes it like a man, and we will nail it down when he comes on the show, I promise.
Okay.
I hope you feel better.
Yes.
Much better.
Okay, you take care.
You're welcome. Bye, then.
Bye-bye. That's Don, everybody, calling from his palatial estate where he is recovering. And he sounds 1,000% better.
He does.
Talked to him last night, and I'm glad he's talking to the guy. That doesn't happen a lot when people get involved in one of those things.
No.
Speaking of Topper, speaking of the snow, lots on the show today. We got the Friday favorite. We are going to, because it's Olympic fever, you know.
Oh, I've got it.
Nobody gives a rat's ass about the Olympics, but it doesn't mean we can't call Italy and I can talk Italian.
That's fine.
Looking forward to that. Lots more good stuff coming up in the show. Coming up next, it is snow. If you live somewhere where you're not getting snow, I don't care. We are panicking in Washington.
No.
And we will talk to Topper Shuff from Channel 9 coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Out of the mouths of tards comes the Don and Mike Show.
And we're back.
No, I just
like to say that once every time I do this. Back on the Don and Mike Show, we are going to be talking to Topper Shutt in just a couple of seconds here to get the latest. There is widespread panic already.
Yeah.
I've experienced that. Have you guys been out to do it? I did it today. I just had to go anyway. It was not snow related, but I did go to the grocery store, and people are going out of their minds. Right here, right down the street here in Fairfax, Virginia.
My mother, before she retired from it, was the front-end manager of a Safeway.
Right.
And whenever there's times like this, she calls me, and she's giggling. She's giddy. She says, you know what? I'd be so miserable if I was still working at Safeway.
All right, well, go ahead, Joe. Let's get Topper on the line. We'll be taking your phone calls right after we talk to Topper Shutt. I do want to do this thing. I want to do the Don and Mike weather manometer, and I want to get to all the guys. We're going to put Topper at the top of the list, and we're going to, I want to get the predictions, the maximum. They got to zero it in. They got to tell me. I don't want a range. I want to know their maximum predicted snow.
I know what Bernstein said.
For Washington, D.C.
Bernstein at noon said 4 to 6 inches.
So there's a good chance that Topper will contradict him.
Hello.
We go now.
Okay.
We go now to the WUSA non-hollow tree weather center with Topper Shutt. Hello, Topper.
Mike.
Yes.
Rob.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you excited? You sound calm.
Yeah, we're calm. I mean, I thought about driving and throwing a dump off the Chesapeake Bay Bridge today, but I won't.
Don't do it.
Yeah, Howie doesn't want to work late.
Is that Howie in the background?
That's Howie. HB in the background.
He's say hi to HB for us, won't you?
Yeah, say hi, HB. It's gonna be a storm. It's not quite as big, and this is why we gave a big range yesterday.
You gave a big range of 11 inches yesterday.
Yeah, 10 inches.
10 inches, yes, to be specific. I know that I was just telling the guys here that I was in Fairfax and at the grocery store, and people are already going out of their minds, but now the word is that these predictions are backing off right now. Are you backing off yours a little bit?
Well, no. See, I never had any. I had nothing to back off
of. Okay. All right. So what exactly, give us your forecast as it is this minute. I'm going to write it down, and we're going to treat it as gospel.
Okay. Metro, Montgomery County, Fairfax, 3-6.
Now, for everybody around the country, this is the part where they do it. Now, I'm not busting your chop stopper, but
right.
I'm trying to explain to everybody in our area here in Washington D.C., they've got to cover different areas.
Really?
Metro Montgomery County, 3-6.
Okay.
All right.
South of town, 4-8.
Oh, really? One of those storms.
Yeah.
Where's the rain snow?
That's all I need to know. I mean, we got 1-3 bands, but that's not toward the Delmarva.
So it's not going to be a foot.
No, I don't think so. That's why I went 2-12, because the potential was there. And it's a little rule we have, you know. We try not to do numbers until 24 hours out, because the psychology is, if you say 10, you just can't take it back.
Okay. Right. So you got to go with your, you know, what you think is your
so
top.
You have to just say, this is a potential, blah, blah, blah. It could be big. It's a nor'easter, you know.
What if you and old HB are sitting there in the weather center and you guys are really in an impasse? What do? Arm wrestle for it?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, mm-hmm. We agreed pretty much today.
Okay, so it's 4-8, and that's the
3-6 is what you really need to put in your mind, because that's the main metro.
I'm totally confused.
When will you run your next model?
That's the other problem. Listening comprehension.
That's a good question, Rob. When are you going to run your next model? When are you going to run Cindy Crawford?
Actually, we're done until this evening.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to write this. I'm writing down. I think that's.
And if I had to pick a bus high or bus low, I'd say bus low.
I saw.
I love that weather talk topper.
Mm-hmm. I was watching HB on the terrace during the noon today.
It's really a weird case. It's a case where if you're a weather guy, you just look at the map.
Right.
Nothing else.
Okay.
You go, well, that's just going to be a big storm. And then you look at the models, and you're like, not so big. Wonder why.
Yeah.
What do they know? We don't know. Well, quite a bit.
What does Tyra Banks know? I don't know.
What do they know exactly?
Well, you know, you are really a trooper to come on the show, and we appreciate that, and we're going to hold you to this. And you know, I kind of hope that you're wrong and we get the blizzard of, the 1800s.
In some ways, I hope that's true, but say this. I mean, think about up north, where the same trend is backing down in New York. They issued a blizzard watch yet last night.
Yeah.
Okay. And
now they're going to have to do a little backpedaling.
Good. So they're going to be... how many hours are you... What do you do? Sleep at the Weather Center when this is going on?
Sometimes I go home. Depends.
Well,
I have a hotel room here.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You and HB, fix yourself a nice cocoa with a little bourbon in it and, get to work and have a great day. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Can you do me one favor?
I will.
Give Mike a message. I know it's not
you mean
family,
Don?
But...
Don or Mike?
Don, I'm sorry.
Yes, Don.
Take a sit bath.
Take a what?
A sit bath. A sit bath. It'll help him.
A sit bath.
It's not manly.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Sounds dirty to me, Topper.
No, it's actually good. When I had my little problem, it really helped me.
Did Tony Pan teach you that?
No.
You're the man, Topper, and have a good weekend. Don't work too hard.
All right, the weekend is here. You know what to hear. Yeah.
Have a catering. Thank you, Topper.
Thanks, Chef.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, that's Topper, and you heard it. He said, I'm going to go with it.
He's drunk.
He's already loaded. 3-6. I hate the fact that they do different areas. Don't you wish it was just one?
Yeah.
I'm putting him down for his top. Amount of inches, and I'm putting down Topper shot 8 inches.
And you know what? You also should put down that actually, although it's very close, Bernstein went an inch more. He said 4-6.
Okay, so I've got
And Pan wasn't even there.
Right, Howard Bernstein. All right, and if you guys, anybody listening, has actually heard a forecast, any out there listening, you can call us and let us know exactly what's going to happen. I'm putting down Howard Bernstein says what?
Howard Bernstein said 4-6.
4-6, but I'm going to put 6 inches.
Okay, are you just going to do the top?
Topper shot. Hold on a second.
Topper.
Topper shut says 8 inches.
Right. 18 inches.
Yeah, who's on the phone, Joe?
Oh, Don is back.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
You missed Topper.
No, I was sitting here listening to that little weasel.
The little weasel?
You know, what I tell you.
You were accurate. We've got Howard Bernstein, 6 inches. Topper shut, 8 inches. I'm going to put you down on the weather manometer. Don Geronimo, what are you calling for?
Whatever I said before.
Four.
Four
you
inches.
Said four or less.
Geronimo.
4 inches.
But I just wanted to say, and I'll stop calling now, I'm very jealous. You know that I'm the Howard Bernsteinaholic.
I know.
I watch him get pissed off when the temperatures aren't right.
Yep.
Right.
Like, I watch this guy do the weather, and he says, 72 here, 72 here, 81 here. You know, that's a faulty thermometer. That's a problem at Andrews Air Force Base.
Did you happen to see HB tap dancing on the weather terrace at noon?
Yes.
Yeah, he was really talking.
You know, we talked right after you called, we talked to Topper yesterday, and I detected a complete change in tone. He was not the excited man that he was yesterday. I really think those guys get bummed out.
Yep.
when it spits out a model that calls for a lot less snow.
Yeah, and plus it means that tonight that he and Howard will be able to bunk together.
I was thinking when before we had Topper on the show that you and I have a great tradition of weathermen on this show. Some who happen to be in prison right now. I don't know why I was getting totally nostalgic thinking about Kamala, the Ugandan headhunter, but I was thinking of that guy for some strange reason. Remember, we used to have him all the time. What's that?
I think it's Bill Kamal whenever I see, like, a nicely shaved poodle.
a nicely plucked eyebrow.
Send him an email.
I'm on AOL now,
mm-hmm.
and I was checking my email and got an instant message from a guy I know, a guy that works at my accountant's office.
Okay.
What a jerk-off.
What did he do?
I was once on the radio with a jerk-off, and he said, too bad you weren't wearing your seatbelt.
What was he? Was he trying to be funny?
No, because he wrote me an instant message, said, well, how else could you have cracked your head on the sunroof if you weren't wearing your seatbelt? Well, hello, ass. The guy's car, this is Jeff.
Careful.
Be careful who you yell at when you're under the influence of medication.
No, I just want to do it on the radio because I know they look through. Hey, you're a jerk.
I never even asked you when we were talking to you about it. You were wearing your seatbelt, right?
Of course.
Okay.
And your helmet?
Yeah, my hockey helmet. Of course my seatbelt. Why are you kidding me? But, I mean, not that everybody doesn't wear them automatically. Now, but Jesus Christ.
I just remember I've ridden in the car with you several times, and I know that it is the helmet, mouth guard, also jock.
But, I mean, really, after what happened to Brittany, they could never get a car, and she had her seatbelt on, too.
So the guy was actually trying to be funny.
No, I think he was being serious. Wow. You know, I really can't tell. It was one of those instant message things, and I don't feel like calling him. I'd rather just tell him to screw off.
And his name is Jeff?
He knows who he is.
Screw off, Jeff. Hold on, I got this right here.
He knows who he is.
Screw off!
Yeah. He's down at the guy's office. You know, pick the friggin' phone, you want to talk to me, you jerk.
Big bad Jeff.
Hey, but also on AOL,
yeah.
A 37-pound mom has healthy son.
Yes, I saw that.
And boy, is she cute. And...
Oh, she is hot.
And the white guy from the Jeffersons is dead.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Franklin,
the big guy?
Franklin Cover.
The guy that was married to...
Roxy Walker.
Lenny Kravitz's mother.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now she's gone and he's gone. The couple's gone. The next guy is going to be that faggy British guy. He's going to die.
Mr. Bentley?
Mr. Bentley's going to pass away.
You know, Don, about that 37-pound mother, I found if you adjust the vertical hold, she actually is pretty hot. But you got to stretch your face out a little.
Yeah, sure. What a Beth Ann's magical circus there.
Beth Ann's magical mirrored circus flying saucer.
No, I never knew that there was so much great stuff on AOL. Like, did you know that When Harry Met Sally is... The top 10 date flip for your Valentine?
Yeah, I knew that.
Mm-hmm. I put it at number 8.
That's a friggin' waste.
You sound like you're ready to get back in here.
Hold on, the message coming in.
I'm sending you a cab right now.
Sending over the motor coach.
Instant message.
Oh, is the guy instant messaging you back?
Hold on.
That's an interesting way to communicate. It's an interesting way to use email.
Is my copper shut? Is my real name?
On the radio.
Mike, I was only kidding, dude. Please back off.
Wow. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
You have a message. You don't. Hey, he's listening, so you don't have to type back. You can say it right now on the radio. You can respond. He's typing.
Listen to the fingers dance on the keyboard.
This is the experiment day two. Hey, Don.
Hold on.
I got a call coming up. Hold on.
Oh, Mike's getting a call.
Is
Don's
that
writing
emails.
Hello?
I'm talking to myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who's this?
Who?
Me.
Is it a ghost, Mike?
There you go.
No, you have the wrong number.
What are you doing?
Mike got a call on his cell phone while you were typing.
You have the wrong number, sir.
Apparently it's the wrong number.
I wrote it back.
Bye,
what'd you write?
I used some bad language and I wrote him back.
Ah, good.
Can you share it with us?
Sure.
Okay.
Dear Jeff, not funny. Go F yourself.
Not funny.
You are not allowed to touch my money.
Not money at all.
Is he someone who could hurt you financially? Does he have access?
He's a lackey.
He's a gopher?
He's a lackey. Right.
Hold on. Don, I'm sorry.
Mike's getting another call.
God damn it. Hold on.
You should give him that faggy off the tower. Right?
Hello?
Hi, Mike. It's Rob.
Rob.
Rob, you're an ass.
I wanted to tell you to turn your phone on vibrate. Mike.
Do you think we're doing enough communicating? We have cell phone, radio, and AOL all going at the same time right now.
Hey, I'm getting a message from Bart.
Oh, are you really?
Nice.
Is Bart listening?
No, hold on. Hey, Pop. Right back. Hold on. Hey, bud.
You know what we need now is he needs to listen to the audio stream.
What's happening?
Did we play the stream today?
We didn't play the stream. We did.
No,
we did not.
No,
came out. Damn it.
Here's the problem with Bart. He'll instant message me.
Yeah?
And, like, I write back immediately. And now I'm sitting there and there's nothing.
That's his game, isn't it?
Like, he writes, hi, Pop. How are you feeling? So I write back, feeling better, talking on the air now, reading this. And...
Are you waiting? Is he sending something back now?
No, I've got nothing.
Does he do that a lot?
Yeah, well, he's tremendously busy.
Is there a chance
that is frustrating? That would drive me out of my mind.
Is there a chance he sends the first IM and then just leaves the room?
No. Well, GTG, love you, Bart.
Got to go.
Got to go. Oh, is that what that means? GTG. I don't know those code words, those code letters. I'm not really good at that.
I know one. Discreet BF.
If you're keeping track of the weather manometer right now, we have Tony Perkins, 6 inches, Howard Bernstein, 6 inches, Topper Shut, 8 inches, Don Geronimo, 4 inches. Still waiting on updates from Tom Curine, Bob Ryan. We do have a Marty Bass call that's standing by to give us an update, and we're gonna really keep these here. I'm going to save them, and then we're going to see how everybody does.
Anything from the Joe Whitty camp?
Joe Whitty. I like Joe Whitty.
I do, too.
Let me see. Oh, here you go.
Hey, what is the AOL forecast? Do you have your like local forecast on your AOL?
Yeah, hold on. Just
they are a corporate partner, you know.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hell with that.
No, they're very good.
All right,
thank you.
Okay.
Hey, you know the funniest thing you said yesterday on the show?
What?
Do you remember when you said you almost went into the light and you crossed over for a minute and you saw Mel? Do you remember that part?
I wasn't being funny.
Yes, you were.
That was very true.
Saw Mel and Dave Howard.
Scattered snow showers early with a steadier snow developing late midday. Snow accumulating 1 to 3 inches.
AOL I'm putting down for 3 inches.
Now, hold on. Yep. Saturday night.
Oh.
That's when we really get it.
The snow.
6 more, yeah.
So 9 inches?
On AOL.
9 inches. 9 inches from AOL.
What the hell do they know?
They're a good company. Send the mail, predict the weather, tell you about when Harry met Sally. They got it all on AOL.
Oh, now, see, I got to get off now.
Why?
Oh, babe. Hey, she helped you out, one of the gypsies?
No.
Now that I'm talking in the radio, I'm getting instant messages from people I don't want to get instant messages from.
So people are IMing you that are listening to the show right now?
No, I mean, they're my friends. They're on my buddy list.
Right.
Oh, really?
Are they from Wendell?
Do you IM, Rob? I don't IM.
No, I don't have that.
I don't have that thing.
There you go. I just signed off, but I just got Joe.
Oh, you sent one, Joe?
What did Joe say?
He just said hi, Don.
Yeah, he's been typing for like 10 minutes.
I just closed it all up.
That's nice. That's how he maintains his focus on the show. Really, I'm really glad he can effing email you. He can IM you. But meanwhile, I have to wait 60 seconds between sound effects here when I'm just trying to muddle through. Nice job, Joe. Hello, Joe.
I'm having a great time.
Effing Joe. Yeah, you're having a great time. I got you a great time. Right here.
Right here.
Right here. I got you a great time right here. Right here.
Well, I'm out.
All right, well, have a good one. Feel free to call back anytime. What's this? Joe just handed me something.
And happy Olympics.
Okay, this is Joe's line. Are you ready? I'm ready. I'm reading this. This is what Joe wrote down.
Go. Reading is a joke from Joe.
This is what Joe wants me to say to you, okay? Hey, Don, talk to you in 30 minutes. You have any message for Mr. Ardinger?
Yeah, you get back on AOL. Probably it's the next
thing. All right.
Hold on a second.
Are you IMing Joe?
Yeah, I will. Just give me 1 second. I'll do it to him. Never mind.
What?
All right, I'll instant message him.
Okay, we'll read it on the air.
Did you do?
computer.
Are you doing it right now?
Yeah, give me one second.
This would have been impossible 10 years ago.
This is such, I mean, God, do we communicate then?
We really do.
TV guys, we got AOL.
And yet, I never...
Phone calls from people.
I still don't understand you.
Are you able to get that kind of monitor around and show that to the boys?
Okay, show us the... are you turning it around right now? Let me see. I like that. F.U. Mongoloid.
That's right.
That's good. That'd
be a good DJ name for him.
I like that. That makes me very happy.
I'm sending more.
Oh, good, good. Now you're sending it to me because it's right in front of me. It says, hi, Rob.
Oh. Hi, Don.
All right.
I agree. I also
I'm not reading. I'm not reading that.
That makes me think of CSI.
I'm not reading.
I'm definitely not reading that.
Don is down.
Right. I can't.
I am looking at a computer screen with everything we can say.
Oh, God.
You're... This is... I don't know how this is translating, but I hope somebody appreciates what you're writing.
Put it in the box, then.
He's on one particular theme. I'll tell you that.
I'm changing it. Well, no, not really. I'm...
Oh, God.
Oh, hello, D. Hello, M.
Hello.
I'm not saying that. Hey, Don, I'll try to respond to all these, okay? Do they? I think you're probably right. All right. Yeah, you're right about that. I agree. I agree. He is.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He really is. What I'll do is you're gonna IM me, and then I'm going to respond to it as best I can. Without, of course, I can't read it. All right. I agree about that guy.
Here's one just for you, Mike, about somebody special in your life.
Okay, very good. yeah, but you used, you know, that's too nice a word that you used.
Okay.
Yeah, you should use a better word for that.
So many great...
Yes, there we go. That's the one that I was looking for. Yes, it is. You asked that as a question.
You should explain it.
All right, what's happening right now is Don's IMing me, and I'm reading it, and I'm just answering him. And everything he has written to us cannot possibly even be translated on the radio.
No.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 messages.
16 messages, and you know what? Not an incorrect word in all those messages.
And read in a sequence, they make a lovely haiku.
That's what I call spot on. What do you think of the weather forecasters?
Else.
You're on another tangent?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. Yes, you do.
I'd like to find out.
I wouldn't think that's the primary problem.
Okay, now I'm going to stop this. No one's going
to
understand.
No one's listening to this. No one's getting this. Nobody understands this. And so it's, oh, you're right. Oh, my God. And the feet, too.
Oh,
combination of what would that where did that come from? It came from feet
and higher.
He's writing something else. Hold on.
And we'll continue to get dirty instant messages.
Oh, because he went.
He had sex with her.
Yeah, he went there.
He did.
He went to that place that you were describing on her.
It's been fun instant messaging you, but I've got everybody else out now.
Thank you, Don.
Okay, I'll see you guys.
Bye bye.
That's the show.
Okay, talk to you later.
Take care of yourself. Bye bye.
That's Don Geronimo. That is the dirtiest thing that we've ever done, and we didn't say what it was.
And you know what? Obviously, that didn't affect his motor skills because he was typing like crazy.
Okay,
I'll be closing that window now.
That's a good idea.
We're going to take a break. We're also going to have a random phone scan ready for some phone calls. We haven't done that since we've been here. Anything I would like to talk about? Haunting. I would like to talk about the weather manometer. I would like to talk about anything anybody wants to talk about. We'll have a rotating random phone scan, and Joe will let the phone ring in the background, and we'll be right back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Think socks had something to do with that.
You ass.
Beg your pardon?
What was you have trouble with? You understand not.
I hate you.
For you.
Yeah?
And funny, you heard of that? Mm-hmm. This doesn't work. See, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Here we go.
Oh, may I?
Thank you. Come on.
Watch your asshole.
The Don and Mike Show. When they lay it out, they play it out. Don and Mike.
Hey, Rob.
My back has hurt for 6 years.
I'd like to send out wishes to everybody that might be feeling a little under the weather. Hope they're feeling better today.
Yes.
That includes my buddy Don. Hope he's doing well. Just ahead of your phone calls, we are going to talk about the Haunting. I really want to get back to that because it freaked me out.
Wasn't that a movie called that, The Haunting?
The Haunting was a good movie. This is legit. I'm gonna monitor things. I am going to go to the attic this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if it's a spook, specter, or a ghost and see what's going on.
Have you a video camera?
Yeah, I do.
I wish you would tape it.
What do you? I mean, just go up to the attic and roll the.
Well, yeah, because then we can also have the audio.
Like you, that lady in Poltergeist. Remember that lady with the big watery eyes that sees the thing coming down the stairs?
Or maybe lights.
Yeah.
Cool.
Whatever door you heard slam, you should just pose the camera on that and see what happens,
Mr. Poltergeist.
And then drink
on
how?
Sight.
Then drink how many beers?
Many.
Hey, Rob.
Mike.
More than six, less than 12.
Shut up, Joe. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Mike.
You know what I saw in the grocery store today?
What's that?
I saw a celebrity product, a new celebrity. It's a pizza. It's a celebrity selling pizza.
A celebrity that sells pizza.
Oh, you knew it.
Well, I will remember. I'm trying to...
Oh, that's right. I'll tell Buzz that.
Right. Yeah, I would
Rob
know.
Knows.
Yeah.
All right, I'll play the guessing game with you. I'll give you a hint. This is a dead celebrity.
Oh, not Dick Van Patten.
I don't think you would get it. I don't think you would get it in a million years.
Because he's still very much alive.
We're still checking.
We do eventually have to talk to DVP.
That would be nice.
We could call him today.
I'll give you two hints. Dead celebrity and more famous because of husband than anybody else.
Oh, so it's a woman.
It's a woman.
Oh, wow.
And it was pizza. And I don't know whether it's brand new.
And she's no longer with it.
No longer with it.
Gosh, I can't imagine.
Linda McCartney.
Linda McCartney pizza?
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
There's Linda McCartney pizza. I was blown away. You know, I'm cruising, getting my water for the weekend, and I'm just walking down the aisle, and I look to my left, and it literally stopped me because I couldn't believe it.
Sure.
It's organic. I didn't read the ingredients or know enough about it to know whether it's going to some sort of charity. And now Rob is where Joe was.
You sure it's not dog food?
I don't know. It's not dog food.
I'm just checking.
What do you call dog food? But I thought Linda McCartney had pizza and it's in your frozen section, and I urge you to give it a try this weekend.
I will.
All right, let's take some phone calls right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Gus, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Good. Hey, I think I might have
excuse me, Gus, I just want to put you on hold. Now, I'm not going to put you on hold, but wait a minute, all right?
Hang on just a second.
Joe? That's right. And also, have the gun standing by. We are talking to people now.
Paul's new wife does a frozen chicken. One leg to a side.
I know he said a leg joke in there. What can we do for you, Gus?
Guys, I'm just saying, I think I might have an idea what's going on in your attic.
Oh, well, a lot of people do, but I've been up there. There was no evidence of any animal up there.
Well, I was just curious, because I went up in my attic a couple of years ago, and my Christmas tree box was moving, and there was a mother raccoon with five baby raccoons in the thing when I opened it up.
It was
a living hell out of it.
All right, well, thank you for talking to us. I'll keep an eye out for raccoon in my attic.
That is scary.
Steve from Maryland, are you calling about the weather manometer?
Yeah, I watched Marty Bass from lunchtime.
Marty Bass there, boy!
That's right. And he did his new model right here right before the solar
light.
And he came up with 6 to 10 inches.
Okay.
Marty Bass out for 10 inches.
That'd be embarrassing.
That's okay, I'm counting that. I'm writing that down. Marty Bass, he said 6 to 10?
Yeah, he said 6 to 10, so it's out of 10.
All right, 10 inches, that's just because we're going with the... All right, if you're keeping track of this, we still are waiting to hear from Bob Ryan or Tom Purine. We've got Tony Perkins, 6 inches, Howard Bernstein, 6, Copper Chef, 8, Don Geronimo, 4 inches, AOL is the leader right there. No, Marty Bass is not the leader because he said 6 to 10.
And we also need to hear representation from Doug Hill.
Doug Hill, that's right. He's not going to come here. Hello, this is Blackberry.
Hi, this is Donald Blackberry.
Oh, no, that's right. Give me the gun. Hello, Kelly Man, here on the Don and Mike Show.
I was just talking with Tony Pan, and he just couldn't call in, but wanted to put in 5 to 7 minutes.
You said you were talking with Tony Pan?
Yeah.
What, do you know him personally?
Yeah, I do.
Did you call, like, the Weather Center or something like that?
No, no, I'm calling his phone.
During the booth?
Right? Calling his house?
You're calling it, what, your host friend?
I'm a friend of his, yeah.
Well, I now let's pursue this. If you're a friend of Tony Pan's, I'd like to know more about
this. Are you one of the Lost Boys? I thought it was the Tony Pan.
Tony Pan is, what kind of guy is he?
He's not that.
Is he tall? He presents himself as a tall man.
He's a
tall guy. He likes to call Papa Chief.
Does he appreciate you, like, calling radio shows and saying you're his friend?
He told me
I wanted to call him with
his museum.
I don't believe that you're Tony Pan's friend. Not that Tony Pan is that great in America, but I don't know what
Hey, you're the great American.
You're really his friend. What do you hang out with? Do you hang out with him?
I used to work with him.
Are you
in the
That's it.
And your name is Kelly?
I worked with him last year.
You worked with him last year?
What is it? I worked with him on his
website. How about the, pan.com? Do me this. Call Pan or send him an email and have him call.
I don't want to talk to you no more.
No.
I don't want to talk to you about the man today.
I wouldn't say something.
Have you ever seen him make it?
No.
Do you have one
for us? I do. I don't like this guy. Hello, Don and Mike, Joe.
Hey, Mike, let's take two things. Then Linda McCartney, Pete said that, she was a vegetarian, so she had a whole vegetarian line of food.
Oh, see, now I feel bad. So that's bad. Was that out when she was alive?
Yep, it was out when she was alive.
So I'm really not even timely and topical on that. I've never seen it in my grocer's, food section. I've never seen that in my life.
But yeah, look, also, since you all got that lady, I really love it.
I really miss your telling about it. You wanted me to do something.
You know who that was?
Finger. Yeah.
It was Tony Pan.
That was Tony Pan. That was his friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Bo Billy. Hey, George Burbank.
Hey.
Hey, I got a theory about your attic, Mike.
Okay, shoot. Is Tony Pan up there?
Where's the spectacular?
What did he say?
What?
It's the winter spectacular. Are you drunk, sir? This chance is gone.
Maybe he meant to say it was a spook chance.
Let's go to Mike in Vermont. Mike, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, that pizza is actually made with bits of Linda McCartney. And you can get sliced those fingers to the top of it.
That's ironic.
Let's talk to Lante. Is that your name, Lante in Woodbridge?
No, it's Lance.
Hold on, John Norman, please report to the studio.
Come on in, fingers.
Hey, Mike.
Hold on. I'll get right back to you. Hold on just a second. We have to address something here. John Norman. I wasn't even going to bring this up. I was not going to bring this up.
Hi, John.
This, I was reading a story in one of the, I think it's online, actually, that says that Mayor Bloomberg up in New York went into one of the city offices, and on one of the computers, there was a solitaire game playing, and he had a complete, breakdown. Yeah. He went absolutely mental, and later the guy lost his job.
Wow.
And just on the same note, with turning Lance into Lante when John Norman was running the phone.
That's how he told me to spell it.
How's that? He said, my name is Lance, L-A-N-T-E.
This is not my gig. This is Joe's deal.
But do you think it has anything to do with the fact that you were excited about your new office? Am I right about that?
A little bit.
And what were you doing when I came in today?
Busted me playing poker.
playing online
poker
in his office.
There you go.
Hey, it could be Travis Bickle, it could be porn, right?
That's well, cool. I will work for that on next time.
Okay, thank you, Jonte.
Bye-bye. Jonte.
All right, let's go to Jonte. All right, we're back on the air with you, Lance. What can we do for you?
All right, have you unstacked the boxes in your attic yet?
Have I unpacked them?
No, unstacked them.
Yeah, I moved them. I moved them because I had to get to the filter. I had to go in the back, and so I did move them. They were, I think it was four or five boxes that were actually stacked on top of each other, and nothing moved when I did it. It's not a goddamn right filter.
Any of the bones
Well, you can check the stamina as it goes. See how long it takes them to put them back up.
Very funny. Everybody's making fun of me.
I've got a ghost in my house.
Let's go to George in Maryland. Hi, George. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Fine. Hey, do you remember a couple of years ago there was a story about a guy he had somebody break into his house? There was somebody living up there.
Man, no, my house. But I do not. I want to make it real clear. I do not live in a palatial estate. I live in a small house, and it's not. You couldn't be in my house and be scurrying around.
Well, you're actually in the guest house.
This is wigging me out because I'm thinking people don't want to live there.
You know? Got a lot of boxes just going to help clean up.
All I do is lean against the box. It's like a cardboard sofa. Everybody loves the ghost joke.
Robert from California, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Mike, this is Jack. You have to listen to me. Toon Soul Pizza makes a Linda McCartney. It's pizza Tombstone. You get it? Tombstone.
Funny.
He was really excited when he dialed, too.
Hello, John. You're on the Don and Mike show.
Mike, how are you, my man?
I am peachy. How are you?
Good. The entire staff here is very proud of the way you are captaining this vessel through the week.
That's more than our staff is. Our staff is, basically smoking dope and playing video poker. That's oh, what's happening right here. You know, everybody's shooting heroin. You know, that's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
I come in, I walk in, everybody's naked. It looks like that beer commercial that they have where the guy's breaking through the drywall.
Makes good radio.
Thank you very much. Is there anything we can do for you, John?
I would like to share a brief haunting with you.
Have you been haunted, actually?
I have. I believe I have.
Okay. What happened?
We spent Christmas at a cabin in Northern California.
A haunted cabin?
I believe it is, yeah. At least the room we were in.
Really?
My 9-year-old daughter woke up in the middle of the night, freezing cold, on the floor next to the bed I was sleeping in.
Yeah?
And
why are you letting your daughter sleep on the floor? Why didn't you sleep on the floor? You're the adult.
There was too many people in the cabin, so
okay.
She took the floor.
So she had
sleeping.
Hold it. Did she at least? I'm concerned about the girl. Did she have a sleeping bag?
She was in a sleeping bag when she fell asleep. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Continue.
I woke up to her crying, being freezing cold,
right.
And her sleeping bag was nowhere to be found.
Is that it?
No, I got up to look for the sleeping bag, and it was laid out perfectly flat on the bathroom floor.
Was there anybody else? How many people were in the house?
There was 16 people in the house.
Is that all that happened, or did anything else?
There's one more thing that happened.
Okay, real quick.
There was a clock on the wall, and it fell off in the middle of the night. This was when my sister-in-law was in the same room the night after we left.
Right.
It was stopped at midnight when she picked it up out of the off the floor.
Uh-huh.
And when she put it back on the wall, it started clicking again.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 5, Rob, rate that story.
I give it a 1.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had to get at least a 4. There we go. Just felt like pulling the trigger.
One thing he didn't mention is when he drove home and got out of his car, the hook was hanging from the passenger door handle.
It's just, you know, people joke about it. I don't think it was. Look, my real sentiment is that I don't think it was that. It was anything. There has to be a plausible explanation. I don't believe Joe when he says that the Confederate soldier comes through the wall.
Civil War battles were fought near your home.
Yeah, Civil War battle. Yeah, well, I mean, I mean, that whole area is kind of Civil War.
And they say that the ghosts really don't do anything unless you've had major construction done. You just got a roof.
I'm going to take care of one of these ghosts because lots of people are saying this. David, there are not raccoons in my attic.
Mike?
There are not. You're going to say raccoons in the attic?
Well, if you have coons in your attic, you might want to call the coons.
Stop it. Jesus, I didn't get a chance to shoot him. Hello. Oh, I broke the phone.
Got to hit the thingy.
And then I
How about now? Much better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I have a totally haunted house story.
Are you drunk?
No, not at all.
All right, tell us very quickly because I'm getting bored with the haunted stories.
Not me.
All right.
Was it Linda McCartney?
Well, basically, no.
Okay, that's a good story. Hey, we got another update on the weather manometer.
Okay.
Hello, this is Mike. Mike, you got a Doug Hills forecast?
Yeah, I switched over quickly, and I heard Doug, he was waffling quite a bit, but he did finally pin it down to about 4 to 8 inches.
8 inches for Doug Hill. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, do you like the sticky?
I like the stick, yeah. I don't like the greasy. Let me give you the update. Tony Perkins, 6 inches. Howard Bernstein, 6 inches. Topper Shutt, 8 inches. I think of the people that are tuning in right now.
Yes, what could this mean?
Don Geronimo, 37 inches.
No, wow.
Don Geronimo, 4 inches. Tom Curine has not checked in. Marty Bass, 10 inches. Tony Pan. I'm suspect with the Tony Pan. I don't think it's a legitimate forecast. I don't think that guy was his friend, but he's calling for 7 inches, and AOL is calling for 9 inches. We've got time for a couple more phone calls. Hello, Paul from Stafford. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, I'm willing to bet that you got two spooks up in your attic.
Okay, everybody's from Sacramento doing those jokes.
Yeah,
now.
Why look at me? I'm not even doing it.
This is Tammy. Tammy has something to tell us about the weather guys. What do you want to tell us about the weather guys, Tammy?
Hi, guys. Dave Liu from the Weather Channel is forecasting 4 to 8 inches, so we'll give him 8.
Weather Channel says 8.
Is it Dave Liu?
Dave Liu from the Weather Channel.
What about what's the big guy that thinks he's the stud, the weather stud? What's his name? The Italian
the muscle head on
what
the
hell
channel.
Is his name?
I don't remember.
I don't watch the Weather Channel.
He's the guy that's always wearing the hats, and he's kind of bald, and he's always going into the middle of hurricanes.
Jim Cantore.
Jim Cantore.
He looks like Michael McDonald from Mad TV.
All right, Joe. All right, Joe. I'm not going to ask again. We are going to be the rule now. Let me get the...
Okay, here we are.
All right, Joe. Are you paying attention to me? You can talk without the microphone. Just say it really loud. Can you hear me? All right, repeat after me. I, Joe, will not speak through the microphone unless I am spoken to and asked to. Thank you very much, Joe. You're doing a fine job. I appreciate that.
Understand. Everybody understands that now. That's just the rule we have to implement. You know, I was told to do that.
No, the bullhorn is working great.
It's very good. So we're going to take a couple more phone calls right here. Let's go to... Oops, I hung up on that one. Let's say... Now, why is the little elephant thing on there, Ron?
I think you hit the conference button.
A Republican calling.
Oh, I just shut the whole thing off.
Did it again.
Okay. Hey, who is that anyway? Is that a young Keith Richards?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, hold on. I think you're in the conference mode.
What is the conference mode?
That means that, I don't know, is there someone there?
Hello, hello, you're on the Don and Mike Show. Can you hear me?
No,
Ferris, anyone?
All right, Joe's going to fix the phones now. And I do also want to mention that we are going to have Buzz coming up with some very interesting things and also some calls to Torino, Italy for the Olympics because I am so incredibly excited. Is it working? You don't know yet? All right.
Looks
no,
pretty.
It's not. God damn these phones.
Oh, flashing.
Pisses me off, I swear to God. Hello?
Oh, you're on hold.
Thank God.
All right. Yes, I've got a question as far as, what do you do when you really want to shoot somebody and not get, put in jail for it? You can ask the next question, Ron.
Okay, thank you. Oh, yes. I have a Class 2 Spectre in my attic, and I was wondering if I could speak to someone about extermination. Thank you.
Oh, I heard him laugh. yes, I'd like to order some Paul McCartney, Linda McCartney pizza, please.
New song.
A little more energetic, too. Okay, we got time for one more. Yes, I have a question for you. Is Dave Howard there? Thank you very much. That's enough of that guy. I'm bored with that. All right, one more phone call, then we got to take a break, and I did it again. Look.
Oh, no, you're shocked.
It looks like a Pac-Man symbol that I'm doing there.
Very pretty, though.
No, you know
all right, Joe, we're going to take a break. We'll fix these phones. We've got Buzz Burbank coming up with all that stuff. And a little later on in the show, we've got a very special low-budget Jeopardy today. I don't want to give anything away, but it's a forbidden topic on this show, and he's not happy about it.
Oh, my.
That's coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, tell me they're just like let the audience just stand out there like that. Oh my God. Okay. So let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were gonna do a vamp. Oh. Oh no. What are they doing? Let me see. they were going to... I know, well, I'm just not going to just stand out. I thought they were going to f***ing bam. Okay. Okay, thanks. You retarded.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. With an ensemble show, someone is going to be the spark plug. The Don and Mike program.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, got a bunch of spark plugs today on the Don and Mike show. Don will be back on Monday as he recovers all weekend from a pretty nasty little car accident. It was good to have him on the show earlier. And I also want to mention the Buzz's Ha Ha Phony News Packet coming up in just a minute here. But we are preparing. Well, he makes the whole thing up.
Completely.
I know.
We are preparing for the snow. It sounds now like it's not going to be as big a deal as it was. And we have the Don and Mike Weathomanometer, which I will burn as soon as I am concluding this
now
podcast.
Now it's Weathoman, because it started as Weatherman.
Weathomanometer.
Copyright.
I wanted to punch it up a little bit.
I like that.
But I was in the grocery store. The one thing I didn't mention, I wanted to ask you about your allergies, because I've wanted to talk to you about that.
Please.
Ever since we've been doing this together. And you've been pricked, right? To get your allergies done.
I will reveal momentarily how many shots I got a week ago Monday.
How many, and I want to make sure that we don't hit the delay here. How many times were you pricked with a needle?
In one meeting with a nice, hefty nurse, I was pricked 75 times.
Oh!
Thank you.
Ouch.
Stripes up and down my arm.
Did it turn you on?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
We have... We were going to play a game with Guess Rob's Allergy.
Yes.
Because Rob, I was keeping track of it, is allergic to approximately, 1 million things?
Everything except two. I'd like to read quickly, if I can, what I am allergic to.
Okay. Work.
Dog hair, dust farina, house dust, cockroach, tobacco's feathers, cephalop, aspergillus, penelmixis.
How about steak?
No, I can eat steak.
Okay.
In small doses.
Mm-hmm.
Alternaria, cladodes, helminose, candida, toe. English plantain, short ragweed.
Hold on, did you say toe?
Toe, that's what it says.
Let me see.
Toe.
Toe, like, I don't get it. What is toe?
I don't know.
You know what toe is?
No.
I'm sure it's an abbreviation because it's all caps.
Is it toe cheese?
It is a kind of...
Oh, jam?
I know it's a kind of mold.
Camel?
No, it's not camel.
Okay.
It's dirty. Plantain, regular plantain, shortweed, ragweed, pigweed, oak mix.
Pigweed. All right.
Sycamore, red cedar, pine lob.
Hey, honey, come on. I'm going to do you on the pigweed.
That's all
right. Oak mix, sycamore, red cedar, pine lob, box maple, elm, Johnson, lamb's quarter, fescue, Bermuda grass, bluegrass, histamine, and that's it. I am not allergic to the following things.
Okay.
Horses and cat hair.
Oh, that's good. Then you're ahead of the game.
I suppose. But, I got 75 pricks in my arm, and it's a great test, because what they do is they give you increasingly weaker shots and see if you still have an allergic reaction.
So they prick you,
yeah.
And they see if the thing, rises up on your arm.
Well, I really did look like a... You know those candy dots you get on paper?
Right.
That's what my arms looked like, just a string of red dots.
I was, before the show, when I was getting the water and everybody was panicking for the snowstorm, I had a lady was in the decongestant aisle, and I was actually looking for shampoo because I'm clean that way.
Yes.
And this lady is standing in front of me, and I was literally 2 inches away from her, and I was about probably a foot away from the aisle, and she takes her cart, stops right between me. I don't know if this has ever happened to you at the grocery store. Stops between me and the rack.
Right.
And I guess she saw my look, because my look was kind of like, I'm going to stab you in the eye. And then she apologized, which really doesn't happen all that often. She apologized profusely. She said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. And that would have been the end of it. And then it went from grocery store etiquette apology to she begins to apologize too much. And it moves from, like, somebody who's being polite to somebody that's apologizing too much. And then it moves into... crazy lady just wanting to talk.
Oh, you know, maybe she did it on purpose.
It was weird because
then you made love.
She said, I'm really sorry. I don't do that very often. I really, really don't. And I said, oh, that's no problem at all. Yes, but, you know, I do that occasionally, and sometimes I'm just concentrating. I'm like, and then I'm going, no way, lady. Weird lady. And I said, well, you have a nice day, and I pushed my card away.
She was hitting on you.
She was hitting on me.
Yeah.
She was 80 years old.
Well.
They all do.
They love you.
She is as God made her.
All right, Buzzy, what do you got for us?
Everybody has the Brokeback Fever, apparently. First, it was Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal. Now, Adam Sandler and Kevin James are negotiating to star in a comedy motion picture
called I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Homo.
Is this based on Brokeback Mountain?
No.
I mean, are they doing it as kind of like to...
cashing in on the mania, I think, and the fact that everybody's got the Brokeback Fever.
Not me.
This is not the first couple to flirt with this particular motion picture plot. Apparently... It was also discussed between Will Smith and Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
They thought about pairing Will Smith and James Gandolfini. There's a couple.
I like that. Now that's working for me.
The whole tray?
And, of course, anytime you have a movie that needs two guys, Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
I love you, Will.
I
just want to say right now, I want you to come to me with camping with Bill up to the mountains.
Do you think maybe he would use his regular Gandolfini voice for that?
Hi. How are you, Rob? I'm very, very excited about the opportunity to play a gay man in the forest with Will Smith.
In the forest? It
should be a very good time.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen Brokeback Mountain. Where do they go? Do they go up into the mountains? Isn't that what they... Don't they go away as ranchers? Because we're all homophobic in that way.
You know what I'd like to see from that movie is Howard Bernstein and Top Boots Shot.
Weathermen, rated R.
At Brokeback Broadcast House.
And then they get together like once every year.
They would also be predicting 6 inches.
Right in front of the weather screen.
I did.
And yesterday I told you that Heather Locklear and Richie Sambora had broken up because Heather found provocative photographs in emails on Richie's computer, and it turns out that was, I guess, from an ex-girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Now we find out that that's what got Charlie Sheen into trouble with Denise Richards.
Now, the last we heard about that is that she was going to get an AIDS test. Did they get any results on that yet?
We haven't heard back on that yet. But
that's to me. Look, I mean, I don't doubt that that Charlie Sheen, I mean, he was with a porn star, right? So you never know what's in his bloodstream.
Well, you know, he did hookers, too.
And he was part of Heidi Fleiss's book.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird thing about Charlie Sheen is that he is... You know, he appears to be like a kind of a normal guy, and I think what she was doing with the whole AIDS test thing was just to mess with him because they're breaking up.
Yeah, maybe a little drama going on there, but apparently he's also been consorting with hookers even today.
Oh, really?
Because Charlie Sheen, the way we're hearing it anyway, this is the gossip. This is the juice right here.
Mm-hmm.
They were on vacation in Barbados. And she somehow checked his email or got his email or found the computer with his email on it and found friendly emails from a woman. And so...
A hooker?
Yeah, well, that's what she found out. Denise wrote the woman named Debbie. And
she's good.
And said, "What's up with you, Debbie?" And Debbie said, "Well, I'm a hooker, and Charlie's been seeing other hookers as well." And
so
that's where the whole thing...
The lady just fessed up?
Yeah.
I like that.
She did. And so that's where the whole thing blew up for Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen.
What a shame. He's such a nice guy.
That's why I have my hookers leave me voicemails.
It's very important you do not have a record of your conversation with your hookers.
That's right.
So, I mean, you couldn't, like, through that iMessage, the instant messaging we were getting, you couldn't have that because that's very bad.
No, that's very bad.
Leave me a voicemail,
please. How do you communicate with your hookers, Buzz, when you're doing them?
Smoke signals.
Smoke signals.
Exactly.
Coming out of good.
They know what it means.
Right. And it was cold, wasn't it, back then?
Well, it used to be.
Now, hookers actually were invented when Buzz was a small guy.
It was my idea.
The second oldest profession. Newsman is the oldest.
Buzz was back there during the Crusades, and, you know, they'd get very tired after they were running across the field.
Debbie's from Normandy.
Mm-hmm. And it turned out it was email that did in Richie Sambora. Apparently, he was exchanging photographs, or at least receiving photographs, from his former assistant.
I don't know if you were with us, Rob, but we actually went down to New Orleans, and I think it was Don Was of Was Not Was, and Richie Sambora.
No,
wasn't that when we went down to the House of Blues?
No, that was another trip. I was with Debbie that night.
Was he or wasn't
the hooker?
He was just a cool guy. I thought Richie Sambora, as far as a lot of rockers kind of can be standoffish, I thought he was really kind of down to earth. But isn't it a rocker's job to bang chicks?
I think you'd know that as a rocker's girlfriend going in, that there was that occupational hazard.
Disc jockey's job to want to bang chicks, and it's a rocker's job to actually bang them.
That's right.
But is he bright? I mean, really?
He was a nice guy. I liked him a lot.
To stray on Heather Locklear?
No.
Has that time come?
He's a rocker, man. They're on the road, baby. That's
can't
the
help
way
it.
It
it's in the blood.
It's the tour bus. It's the way it works, man. That's their job is rock.
Hey, it's a lady.
Dude.
What was that? Joe's doing content
hey,
again.
Hey, it's a lady.
But, dude, she was on Melrose.
Write that down or tell
hey,
someone.
Hey, it's a lady.
Joe, now you can turn your microphone on so everyone can hear you.
Okay.
Joe.
Yes.
Do you remember when Don called in a little while ago?
Right.
And he said no content?
Right.
Okay, Ben, I would like you to adhere to that rule. Is that possible?
Okay.
Did you hit that or did Joe not do that? Joe?
I did.
Yes.
That is a direct violation of the rule.
It was blatant, Joe.
Can you please play by the rules for the rest of the show?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Now back to human interest made-up news with Buzz Burbank.
Oh, I don't know the human.
I did that.
All right. Now, I have to explain. Why am I talking to the bullhorn?
You love the bullhorn.
You know what? When we're doing this, Rob comes over and he's got a machine where he plays sound effects and Joe plays sound effects. And I think it's okay if Rob plays sound effects, but I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Don's wishes. That was Rob. That made me laugh.
Thank you.
The whole thing about the girl, I didn't like the thing that Joe played. So I'm going with Don's wishes, and Joe is forbidden from pressing buttons until told. Is that okay with you, Joe?
That's fine.
Very good.
But be ready when you're called upon.
That'll continue, buddy.
Be sure to call upon. I'll call upon you. Man, Tracy, Mike was just brutal today.
Riding my ass.
I swear to God, man, he's over there just being the boss, man. But I busted his balls big time when I got the hang tapes out. That's my subliminal message that he's the number two guy, Tracy.
He'll pick up on it someday.
Crack open a Miller Lite and give me a bottle rocket.
Riding my ass all damn day.
We'll have fun.
Britney Spears has kind of admitted that she made a mistake driving her car with the baby between herself and the steering wheel. Quoting Britney, I made a big mistake, so it is what it is, I guess.
Is she pregnant again? I heard she was pregnant again.
I don't keep track of that kind of thing. I really don't
It's your job. You're a newsman.
She is such a tard.
Mm-hmm.
We have audio of her planned apology. Listen if this sounds sincere.
Okay. It's kind of like, you know, I made a mistake, and so it is what it is, I guess.
There you go.
Oh, F you.
But even that's not a complete apology. She still sort of blames the paparazzi, and quoting her again, you instinctively do what you need to do.
Is that all we have on her?
We also have the paparazzi.
Being put in the situation that I was in, it was kind of bad, you know, with the paparazzi, and the last week my mom, we went out, and they just kind of, like, were really honest and bad. So it's just, you know, you do instinctively what you need to do.
Now, listen, I don't want to be too hard on Britney, so to speak, but if I may, just a little bit of analysis here, okay? Britney, excuse me, bitch. Listen, what you did is if the paparazzi is chasing you like you're lying and trying to get us to believe, what you do, why would you possibly do something you know is illegal and have your kid in your lap if there are cameras around? What you would do, no matter what, is properly put your kid in the car seat. Did they even say whether she had a car seat in the vehicle at all?
No, I haven't heard.
Navigator?
I mean, she had a bodyguard in there, but the kid, I mean, I really, seriously, I can't imagine anybody in this day and age. It's been out for so many years. It's one thing. I'll go so far as to say you've got a carload of kids, and maybe they're crawling around in the back, and they're loose. That I've seen that happen. It pisses me off. But to actually put an infant in your lap, where all you have to do is you can go up on the curb and kill the kid. That's how that could happen.
Absolutely.
That blows you. She's an ass.
And it's funny that she says, allegedly, she was doing it to protect the child.
Can I hear the apology? Do we have that standing by, Joe? The short apology. I want to see.
Kind of an apology.
I mean, it's just she doesn't give a rat's ass.
Like, you know, I made a mistake, and so it is what it is, I guess.
It is what it is. Kevin, do me. Get me pregnant again.
I think you're too tough on her. It's not easy living in a double-wide fishbowl.
Hello, baby.
Someone else I don't care about. Paris Hilton.
Las Vegas is calling.
Hi, Pump.
Paris Hilton did it. Now Nicole Richie has done it, too. She has decided she's a pop singer.
Hey.
She's recorded a new song called Dandelion with the lovely lyrics, I thought he was a flower, but I found out he's a weed.
Nicole Richie, I saw a picture of. She looks fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a PH or with an F?
We have that song, Joe?
Do we have the Dandelion song? Oh, it's pretty.
This is Nicole Richie.
This is Nicole Richie.
Drove on down to the donut farm where the donuts grow.
Pretty good.
We saw those great big donut bushes standing in a row.
Nicole Richie.
We saw chocolates, we saw glaze, we saw powder too.
Stop.
And fat red donuts filled with jelly sparkling with too.
I like her. All right, turn it off, Joe.
Do you want to hear any of the real songs?
We have her real song?
We do.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Have it.
Have it.
All right, go ahead. Play it, Joe. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, Buzz, go ahead.
That's a hit.
Good job, Nicole. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, you may have heard, living overseas with Prince Abdullah, the Bahraini prince who has been bankrolling him since Michael fled to the Middle East after being acquitted in the child molestation case.
It makes me giggle.
Apparently, they've let Michael know that he's no longer welcome and that there will no longer be the unlimited generosity that he's enjoyed so far. So
they're kicking him out of that country?
He's out of that castle, out of that palace. He's going to have to go bum off somebody else.
I want a new home. I want to live in the castle.
Michael?
Yes.
May I call you Jacko?
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Michael.
Don't call me Jacko.
We have to find you a new palace.
I hate that. I have rhinoceros skin.
You do?
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
How are you?
New palace?
According to a Playboy magazine poll online, Jessica Alba is the sex star of the year.
I'm doing that around.
She's
yeah,
very pretty.
Everybody in unison. That's good. I like that.
She beat out Halle Berry, Eva Longoria, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Garner, and Scarlett Johansson for that sacred honor.
Okay, thank you, Buzz. We gotta take a break right now. Friday Favorite is coming up. We will be right back with a lot more on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The alien has a sweet heavenly voice, like Urkel. And he appears every Friday night, like Urkel.
Well, your story is very compelling, Mr. Jackass. I mean, Simpson.
The Don and Mike Show.
You'll love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
So I'm going winky thing down the hallway, and I've completely gotten the father's guilt out of my mind. I'm completely, it's winky tink down in the lavatory.
Yeah.
Wet thing, all that, whatever you're supposed to say. And I walk by Colette, and the Colette says to me, so you're going to have the sleepover with your girls? And all
just
the
keep
guilt,
picking at the scab.
All the guilt came back. I just wanted to thank her and send her off on the weekend. Can we call Colette at the
front desk? It's 527, which means we're open for three more minutes. I'm sure she's there.
It's a Friday.
Fast.
Colette's kind of like that guy in the commercial, you know, where they have the stuntman.
The Bud Light commercial.
2 minutes past closing time.
Hey, Colette.
Okay, I can't hear her, Joe.
Turn the fader on, Joe.
Hello, are you there, Colette?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You made me feel so guilty.
I apologize.
You don't have to apologize.
Do you? Do you really feel sad?
Because, yes. Colette, that's not really the reason I called. Because, yeah, I did tell you what I'm going to do, right?
Right.
I'm going to have a Valentine's party.
Yeah, an early Valentine's.
Little early Valentine's
party. Is Colette coming to your house for that?
She's not coming, but I really don't call Colette to discuss that. I just call her, Rob, you're going to need to talk to her.
Sure.
And I want to give her a little Friday.
Okay, very good. Colette, do you have any plans for the weekend?
No.
I'm
waiting for the snow.
I'm frankly shocked that you're still at the desk because we're closing in less than 2 minutes.
I'll have to stay here until 5:30.
I know. Did you ever move the clock forward?
No.
No, you never have done that?
No.
I saw that on the Flintstones once.
You did?
Yeah.
Mike is just flashed. Go ahead.
And you know what's good? She's gone.
Yeah.
What's great is Mike gives her a different show every time.
He changes it up.
He does, and I think that's magical. He should be back in a moment. Perhaps he'll... I don't want to see the show.
Mostly he just shows his bare chest.
I just want to know, what did you do for the show?
Special choreography.
Uh-huh. Oh, very nice.
It involved my stomach
dancing.
Yes. Really enjoyed it.
She did you do the thing where you roll the quarter up?
No, this was what I like to call the protruding stomach bird flap.
Well, really I wish you could have heard the laugh. It was really magical.
A lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, it's time for the Friday Favorite. And let's open that door one more time and see which one of Mike's psychotic personalities will be joining us this week. Hi.
I don't understand. I don't understand that the door opened and closed and then opened and closed again. He shut the door on my face.
Yes.
It's not proper. It's not good. Off you go.
Okay, well, from American Idol, we're joined by one of the hottest stars in America.
Hello.
And Britain, Simon Cowell. Simon, how are you?
I'm not well. Why am I here? I don't understand it. I don't know why I'm here.
Right,
no
I'll,
Rob,
I'll
no mind. Buzz.
I'll put it in a nutshell for you.
What can I just say? Yeah. We're here, we're trying to do the radio program. What are you wearing?
Myself?
My name is Rob.
Yes, Rob Spiewak.
It's a
Rob Spiewak.
Now, the jingle is very, very much cabaret singer. I don't think
you
that
don't
there's any
that.
Way at all. And you, I understand, don't watch the show. Your name
no,
is Buzz?
Yes, that's my name.
All right, off you go. What I want to say is Idol.
What?
Idol is very successful, but
what
I understand there's a bit of Idol.
What are you
very
saying?
Very successful, but you cannot expect
what
to
is Idol?
Survive. Idol. American Idol.
Oh, AI. American Idol, yes.
You cannot expect to survive in the workplace if you're wearing that outfit. What that outfit says to me
yes?
is I'm not a very rich and powerful producer. What I am is a little boy in a man's body.
Little boy.
And it's not going to work. I know you surround yourself. Everyone here, first of all, who constructed the studio? It's appalling. It's ghastly. There's no way you can come in every day. And it's my job to entertain, and I know what entertainment is. I can't come in here to this studio and expect to perform up to my capabilities when it looks like completely surrounded by asbestos.
It does look like that, doesn't
it's
it?
It's disgusting. It's ghastly.
We've grown accustomed to it. Now, perhaps if you
saw... Explain the outfit to me, Rob. You're wearing... let me, if I can describe it, he's
please.
Wearing a collar that has never, in my estimation, ever seen any type of an iron.
It never has.
It looks like it seriously has just come out of some sort of mud bath, and it's wrinkled
it's
beyond
clean.
A shadow of recognition.
Over here on this side of the Atlantic...
Now,
this
those
side
pants,
of
are those parachute pants? Are very 1970.
They are parachute pants.
Let me ask you a question. Why are your shoes undone? What's the purpose of that?
Oh, that's easy to explain.
Why do you have them undone?
Laziness.
Laziness.
Yes, they're high.
Well, laziness is not going to get you through this competition.
I'm not in a competition.
You are always. Life is a competition, and I'm in an extraordinarily bad mood.
Look how good.
Please put them back on. Please,
off.
If you would.
Watch how easy it goes back on.
All right, here's what I'd like you to do. I understand that I've been asked to come by to simply analyze each and every one on the staff.
Oh,
you bring
wrong.
Them to me, put them in front of me. I will speak with each of them, and I will let them know if they are going to be a yes or a no.
Well, good. You know,
as far as you're concerned, I'm very sorry. It's a no.
You know that we're doing a game, too,
I'm
right?
just being honest with you.
I know you're honest, but I want to make sure you understand
Rob,
why you're...
Rob, SPWAC, as far as I'm concerned, it's a no. Off you go.
Oh,
bring
it?
The other ones to me right now. Right. Whoever you select, I'd be glad to talk to
John
anyone.
Norman, please come in.
Right,
John Norman is greeting our calls
exciting.
Today.
And we're going to need the newsman to come into the studio also. That's
right.
the way that's going to work.
What if I promise
everyone, not just now, all right, don't jump the gun.
Do you see me rising?
The eager beaver.
What if I promise
Hello.
To do better?
If you promise to do better, it's still, I'm giving, what I'm trying to do
yes.
is I'm giving you the kind of advice that's going to stand you very well in your career.
Okay.
What I'm telling you is don't aim for the stars when you can't even reach the ceiling.
All right.
Now, who is this young man?
This
Hello.
Is John Norman.
Hi there. What's your name?
John Norman. Yes.
What do you do?
I help Rob produce the show.
Why are you coming in here?
Because you asked for me.
No, that's not the answer.
Oh,
you said, because
rated.
I want to be, repeat after me, please.
I want to be
I
the
want
next
to be the
American,
next American Idol.
Idol.
That's right. It's just not going to work. Who told you to shave your head? Whose idea was that?
Mine.
I'm sorry, it's a no. It's got to be a no. I know, you're doing this for comfort, or are you doing this for some sort of gag or some sort of
maybe,
look? What
maybe,
is the look? I think the best way for me to ask you the question, what...
the what?
The question.
About what show?
Sure.
What show are you on?
Idol.
Okay.
The question I would ask you, Mr. Norman, is what are you helping to accomplish with that hat? Where do you want to end up? What do you want to go?
Ease of maintenance.
Ease of maintenance. Mm-hmm. So what we've got lazy hair and ease of maintenance. So
that would be lazy
theme,
also.
If I can point out to all of you, the theme of the entire program seems to be easiness. And that, unfortunately, if you're going to succeed in show business, it requires a tremendous amount of effort, and I just don't see it happening.
Okay.
Off you go.
Thank
so
you.
Is he holding
it's a no. I'm terribly
he's
sorry.
A no?
Wow.
He's a no? He's a very much
you
no.
You want to give him a second chance?
Could you, John Norman?
Yes.
The chance you could sing a bit of a Josh Groban song before you go.
Who's Josh Groban?
Off you go now. Thank you very much.
Had a chance.
I'm sorry. Terribly sorry to know. Who's next? Bring them to me. I am very tired. I have a splitting headache. We have been in South Carolina all day long.
Lovely, isn't it?
It's terrible. I don't like it. And, you know, what are you thinking? What are all of you thinking? That's the question I have. Who else is coming before?
Well, we have Joe Ardinger. Right
oh,
here.
My God.
He has a song,
oh
too.
Oh, my God. I believe I'm looking at a man who's actually standing up and sleeping at the same time.
Could that be Joe?
What's your name?
Joe.
What do you do?
As little as possible.
Why are you here? What do you want to do? Why are you here before us?
I
want
to go home.
No, that's not the answer. The answer is I want to be...
Oh, I want to be the next American Idol.
Why do you think you're qualified? Because really, you don't appear to be qualified to me.
You're probably right.
All right, that's good. That's the first thing. At least you accept the honesty, and I think that's going to serve you very, very well. But once again, are you wearing clothing because it's easy to wear and comfortable?
Yes.
Why not suits and ties and short pants for all of you?
Well, can you describe...
That's what I would recommend.
Exactly.
Like the guy in ACDC?
Incidentally, I think he's being smart. Don't be smart. Don't smart-mouth me.
Now, you drive...
Really not good. It's not becoming. And I don't understand you. We've got so many opposites on your show. What you have is the boy that came in earlier,
John Norman.
He came in with a shaved head, and now you've got the rooster look, and it's far too young for you. You're an older man. Are you 40?
Yes.
It's
oh,
disgusting
boy.
To wear hair like that. You must try to do a look that's going to match your age. It's not right to be looking the way you're looking. You can't be a rock star. I know that's what you want to be, but it's just not going to work.
He can't be Bo Bice?
No. So I'm sorry, I've got to tell you something. After listening to you, that might be the most appalling performance that I've seen all day.
He hasn't performed.
Oh, that's right. And before, could you sing something from Michael Bublé? Could you sing a Michael Bublé song?
Michael who?
That's it. Off you go. I'm terribly sorry. It's a no. Bring the other one to me.
Simon, I feel I got to interject here. Just
you
for a
can
second.
Interject all you want, but it won't change that shirt.
You are.
That shirt. That's my catty term.
You're being saucy.
Me, yeah.
You're being mean.
I'm mean. I have a reason for being mean. I'm supposed to be mean on the show. People would not watch the show if you had Randy and Paula all being so la-di-da-di nice, and you need someone to inject some caustic comments so that people will enjoy Idol.
But even on your scale, you're being especially mean. Do you feel well?
I don't. I have a headache, and I've also been straining.
Oh.
That is really something that people should know, and I suppose your listeners might be interested to know some behind-the-scenes things about Idol.
I'd love to hear.
The fact is that most of the time, I'm in a bad mood, and it is legitimate. I'm not tweaking it up. I think anyone can see the camera will not lie in that situation. And what I'm doing is I'm basically straining all the time. There's not a time that I have to do what I have to do where I don't strain.
You mean you really give your all to, like, offering criticism?
The
your
standards and practices prohibit me from going into great detail about what I'm talking about. Let me see for your small ears, your small brains, if I can possibly express myself and tell you what I'm trying to tell you. I strain.
Okay.
Every time I have to do something, I strain.
I think
now,
I'm getting
it. I could point at it, but that would not serve your radio listeners. What I do is I strain.
Normally, I
strain when I first get up in the morning. I also strain when I have lunch. Right after I have lunch, I strain. And maybe twice or three times in the evening, I strain.
Wow. Does it have a lot to do with your lifestyle and rich hotel food?
It has a lot to do with something, but I'm not sure. I don't have time to see. I wish I had time to see a physician. If I had time
a what?
To see a physician.
Over here, we call them doctors.
A physician. You can call them whatever you want, but of course, you've dumbed down our language. And you've been doing that for a number of years.
Yeah, and I guess
But I've mocked on the show. The producers of Idol always say, oh, there's Simon. He must have been straining, and they're absolutely right. I'm terribly sorry. Bring the newsman in.
Come in, Buzz. Now, remember a couple episodes ago where you stormed off the set?
I stormed off the set because they were mocking me, and I said I wasn't coming back, and what they found out is that I'm a man of my word, and if I say that I'm going to storm off, then I'm going to storm.
Did you storm off because you had to strain?
Why don't you take his microphone? Now, this appears to be... Oh, my.
What is it?
What is the outfit you're wearing?
Well, I think it's...
Don't answer yet. What's your name?
My name is Buzz.
Why are you here?
Because I want to be the next American Idol.
All right. Tell me why you think you should be the next American Idol.
Well, I just think it would be nice.
You think it would be nice?
I do.
So you didn't put a lot of thought into it?
Not really.
Thought this would be an easy competition?
It was a lark.
It's not an easy competition. This is a tremendously serious competition.
I understand.
If you're going to raise yourself to the next level, you have to really be dedicated. This is not a game, and if you think it's a game, you've come to the wrong place.
Oh, I never thought it was a game, Simon.
Well, you see, now you're smarting me again.
No,
you're smart-mouthing me.
No, I'm not. By the way, I love your shirt.
All right, a quick song by Ashanti. Do you know anything by it? Do you know the lyric?
Actually, no.
I don't know the lyric.
Ashanti, per se.
Can you sing anything? I know that I have my sheet in front of me. It says, your name is Buzz.
That's correct.
Buzz Burbank. The outfit is not going to work for you.
I thought it was one of the best outfits today.
You should probably dress it up if you're going to move on in the competition.
I'd be happy.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to look at you with my cold eyes, say, off you go, and say it's a no. It's a definite no. You're not moving on in the competition. What I would like to do, though, for you... is I would like you to sing that song you sing, They All Live in Little Ticky-Tackies, or They're Coming to Take Me Away, something like that. How does that go?
I'm perhaps most famous for They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Right, off you go. Let's hear it.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, trust me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time.
Right.
It wasn't finished.
Now, you're finished now. That's it. That is, without question, the worst performance that I think I've heard in the entire competition.
Oh, it's not possible.
I do believe that is the worst that I've ever heard. Who told you that you could sing?
Oh, no one.
No one's ever told me that. Right, off you go. It's a no. Thank you so much.
I'm troubled.
This is why I strain at stool.
Simon, don't say that.
I finally came out and said it.
Okay.
Now, I understand your standards and practices.
Yes, you must
you
repeat.
You can say strain.
Right.
And then you can say a few other words.
Right.
You can say stool.
Right.
But if you put it together again, then I would be in trouble. Is
yes,
that how
but
it's
please
supposed
don't.
To work? You, very, very frustrating.
You've commented on all of
but
our
I
clothes.
I use the word that begins with a C, has an O-N-S-T-A. Could I say
yes, I think
constipation?
So. Yes. Constipation. What?
I have tried every American product.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all of your over-counter remedies do not work. I think what you have in this country, unfortunately, is a tremendous amount of advertising.
Yes.
Without a tremendous amount of medicine to back it up.
What about Metamucil?
Metamucil. Another, I've tried them all. Citracell, Metamucil.
Ex-lax?
Ex-lax. I've tried Fleet Enemas. Nothing. Nothing.
Milk of magnesia?
It is very, very frustrating. Unfortunately, the only thing that works is when I go back home and I enjoy my mom's scones.
What?
Scones.
Scones?
He's your mom,
your mom's scones.
Mom makes them.
With raisins.
Is your mother still with us?
Anything. I don't believe she is, but her scones are still the recipe. We have a lovely bakery down in south of Haverfordshire.
Where?
That, I'm not sure where it is. It's south of Haverfordshire where she loves the scones.
Now, you've taken the time to insult all of our outfits.
I understand. Is there anyone else that I could analyze? Is there anyone out there for the competition? We're sitting in the ballroom and no one seems to be coming by. Fetch me someone.
John, I'm sure you can find someone to come in.
No, you. I want you out. Off you go. Fetch you. You get up, take the headphones off, go, run along. Come on now.
I'd like you to discuss that outfit that you're wearing.
My outfit is wonderful. What I have on is I'm wearing a lovely tight V-neck sweater that is showing off what many refer to as my mitts. I enjoy my mitts, and the fact is, it is muscle, it is not flab.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Lord. No.
Our commercial production director, Travis B. Bickle.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Travis.
What do you do?
I do all the commercials around here.
And why are you here, Travis?
Because I want to be the next American Idol.
Right. What are you going to be singing for us today?
I'm going to sing something from one of my favorite singers. His name is Renelvis.
Renelvis. Please, get, all right, off you go.
Come see the Elvis Cup and ask Elvis what's up. That's all I have. I'm sorry.
That is the best performance that we have heard
thank
all
you,
day
is
long.
It?
Finally, we've got
thank
somebody
you.
That's got talent. My headache is going. I don't think I'm going to strain this evening. I think that is a fabulous job that you've done.
Thank
I
you.
Congratulate you. Now, the one thing I take issue with is the look. You, like everyone here, everyone is dressed like a bag lady, and it's not going to work in
that
this competition.
That is cabaret?
It's not cabaret. I think you've got a very interesting pop sound, and I don't think you were pitchy at all.
I thought it was the CBS dress code.
You're smarting me again. Everyone on your show seems to have back talk, and I'm not accepting it. Off you go. It's a no.
Oh, he can't
I
go to Hollywood?
My mind. A woman can change her mind. And that's what I
what?
First thought.
Well, you said a woman.
A woman, yes. I feel that I am a woman trapped in a man's body. Out, off you go. There
he's
you go.
Crying.
Thank you very much.
He
but
made
that
him
happened.
Cry.
Unfortunately, I was just being honest.
What?
That's what I was doing with him. Just being honest, Travis.
Can I be honest with
and
you?
And please take off the weight. Yes. Yes, Rob.
You're a queen.
I am an old queen, a British queen. I would love to stay, but I understand we're playing the silly little game, and
it's
I'm
not
doing this.
Silly.
All I am doing is promoting Idol. I'm looking at a bunch of sweatshirts and bad socks. I'm in a room that smells like urine, and I can no longer tolerate it.
And you need a break?
Straining.
Straining.
Off you go, stools.
Don't say it.
Are we going to commercial?
It's your call. Would you like one more audition?
I'd like one more audition.
I will go get you one.
There, off you go now. I want to see what we can happen. Hello, Buzz.
Hello.
Why don't you watch the show?
I'm just not a fan of talent shows.
You're not a fan of talent shows.
No.
It's not a talent show.
Reminds me of high school.
What we are is a star-making vehicle.
Well, if you think so.
We're
not
a star-making
Kelly Clarkson,
vehicle.
Really,
that's
good.
Right. A very good star-making vehicle. Excuse me.
You count one.
Are you yawning for the love of God? You yawned during my performance.
You're
I cannot believe that. The man with the rooster hair
that's
right
Joe,
over
Joe
here
Ardinger.
Actually cracked a yawn that looked like King Kong.
I blame low blood sugar.
That is horrible and unacceptable. How can you possibly advance yourself? Son, is there any desire to advance yourself in the company? No, not whatsoever.
He's very happy where he is.
I congratulate you. Well, I'll judge more people and we will be here with more. Is there one more person? Very good. Oh, we have a lovely lady. Hi, what's your name?
Julie.
Julie, why are you here?
I want to be on the show.
You want to be the next American Idol?
I want
to be the next American Idol.
All right, Julie, what will you be singing for us today?
Magic Bracelet song.
Magic Bracelet song. Oh, right, off you go.
I have a magic bracelet, and Colette thinks it opens the door, but it's not really.
Simon.
What I thought was, you know what I was listening to then?
What?
I was listening to a serious singer who tackled a song that was way above her head. I'm terribly sorry, Julie. It's a no. Off you go.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Say hello to Dave Howard. Bye-bye now.
She's not going to Hollywood?
She's not. No one is going to Hollywood. I was going to let the portly gentleman through, but unfortunately he backtalked me with a very snappy and snippy attitude.
He was sassy.
All right, it's time for commercials. We will be right back and play this stupid game, Low Budget Jeopardy.
We have one. We have a... Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. Were you saying something?
Yes, Joe.
We have a champion. We need a challenger.
Oh?
So please call now.
How does that work?
How does what work?
How does the process work? Explain it to me.
Well, there are parameters. I believe we've discussed this in the past.
Now, what happens when they call in? Do they instantly play the game?
No, they have to answer a series of grueling questions.
Why would that be?
Well, we don't want just anyone on
no,
the show.
No, it's supposed to make people laugh. It's supposed to be funny. Why do they have to answer any questions?
It's like an audition process like what you do, except instead of facing you, they face John Norman.
And you want them to call right now?
Yes, 1-877-365-3636.
You have one person that's already playing and another person is going to try.
Yeah, we already sort of have like our Kelly Underwood.
But you bill it all as
Carrie Underwood.
Silly fun, is that what you say?
Yes, and they win prizes.
I don't think it's fun at all. I think it's appalling, and I think I want to go strain.
What do you what to you is fun?
Straining at stool.
Goodbye, we'll
Thank
be right
you.
Back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Seacrest, out! Seacrest, out! Seacrest, out! Seacrest, out! Seacrest out. Seacrest out. Seacrest out. Seacrest out. Seacrest out.
Out. The Don and Mike Show. This is a funny place. The Don and Mike Show.
A very funny place.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm having a very bad time. I know we're playing a game, and I'm just disgusted with each and every one of you, but I will be a trooper. I will stand by and let you play your little silly game while Yawny, the board operator, is over there spiking his hair.
Have you strained?
I strained during the break.
How'd that go?
It's horrible.
It is horrible.
Someone should, seriously, go down to your bathroom, clean it with a sponge, get on their hands and knees with a toothbrush, take the tile, and scrub it up fresh.
Do you have a message for Ben?
I have a message for Ben. Is he the maintenance supervisor of the building?
Yes, he is. He runs the whole
Ben.
Show.
Please, take some pride in your work. When we put a black light over it, it was positively disgusting.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy it at
happened.
All.
Jingle Joe.
On Idol.
On what? American
on
what?
American Idol.
Idol, yes. It's game time now on JFK. Cash for you and
me. It's time for Don and Mike to play the Idol.
All right, it is Low Budget Jeopardy. Can we have the music, Joe? The... The Make a Deal music.
Make a Deal.
There it is.
That wonderful.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Opening the door now and bringing in our two contestants. I guess here's Simon Cowell.
Thank
to
you.
Tell us
so
who our
much.
Contestants are.
No problem, Rob.
Or
no
Joe?
Worry. You should really enjoy and liberate yourself by taking your shoes off and kicking them up on the console.
Do you really want that?
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is an account manager from Baltimore. Please put them away. I cannot stand the odor. Let's say hi to Keith Davis.
Hi, Keith. How you doing?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Simon.
Hello. And now entering the studio is our second person. Let's go. Off you go with the housewife from Las Vegas. She's a champion. I don't know what her total of dollars is, but she is going to play. Let's please welcome Leah Kep.
Hi, Leah. How you doing?
Hi, Rob. I'm doing fine.
Great.
Hi, Simon.
Hello. How are you, Leah?
I'm fine.
How has it changed your life, though?
I bought myself a star from Rocky Moselle.
Oh, very good. I'm sorry, but it's a no. Off you go.
Oh, no, she gets to play, doesn't
yes,
she?
Yes, of course she gets to play. Don't be a moron.
All right, Lee and Keith, I'll do my best. Here are our categories this week. This week we have five. This week with Don and Mike.
This week with Don and Mike. Oh, that's very good. How narcissistic can you get? You're talking about your own work. Wonderful.
New at your overpriced multiplex.
Now, I don't think you should slam cinema. It's a wonderful diversion.
You're going to like this one.
Mm.
Let's get... Simonized.
Oh, very exciting. Yes, clever. Play on words.
Yes.
Wordplay. You Americans seem to like that.
Crazy Grammy fun.
Grammy fun. Well, I'm very, very pleased that Kelly won, but she refused to thank me.
And sticks or stones.
Are you going to repeat them?
I can.
Very good.
This week with Don and Mike. new at your overpriced multiplex. Let's get Simonized, Crazy Grammy Fun, and Sticks or Stones. Leah, we like girls better than boys, so you get to choose first.
I will take Let's Get Simonized for $1.
Let's Get Simonized for
$1. Oh, how wonderful. I wish I was in the limo, right?
Popular kids playground game.
What is Simon Says?
That's good for $1.
Nice to see that we're starting like with nursery rhymes. Don't you think we could get something more contemporary?
You don't know our audience.
Oh, I'm disturbed.
Go again, Leah.
Let's Get Simonized for $2.
All right, he created The Odd Couple.
Who is Neil Simon?
That's exactly right for $2.
Thanks so much. Can we have something maybe from the 30s now, since you're being there? This has no pop feel to it whatsoever.
You're going
to
like this next one.
Very good.
Go ahead, Leah.
What is? May I have Let's Get Simonized for $3?
You may. It was him and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Who is Paul Simon?
That is right, and she ran the category.
Well,
Simon.
Very good. I'm very proud of you, Leah. You've run the category. It's a very nice job. You actually did a very nice job in that category. We'd like you to move on, and let's see if you can keep up the tempo.
May I have this week at the overpriced multiplex for
$1? Yes, new at your overpriced multiplex for
$1. Sorry.
Tedious remake with Steve Martin.
What is The Pink Panther?
That's right.
$1. I must say that it's so far, it is a very, very impressive performance.
Mm-hmm. What about
I think
Keith?
She's really trying. Well, the one thing I want to compliment Keith about is that he's over there with no answers so far, but he's not breathing too heavily.
Yes. Keith, are you there?
Thank you very much for noticing that.
My pleasure. Now, please move on and select another one, Leah.
I'll take overpriced multiplex for $2.
All right. Cartoon with Will Ferrell's voice.
What is...
I'm sorry, not
enough. Oh, yes. Quick on the trigger. Keith, your chance to steal.
Not sure.
Oh, there was the golden
I'm sorry.
The golden opportunity. What was the correct answer?
Correct answer, what is Curious George?
Leah, you are still in control. Please select again.
Thank you, Simon. May I have a new at the overpriced multiplex for $3?
So polite. Features the wooden acting of Harrison Ford.
What is Firewall?
That's right.
$3. That means you are still in control. You're amassing an amazing lead, perhaps insurmountable.
Do you have any advice for Keith?
Some advice for Keith would be, I'd say sharpen that wit and get ready to spring as soon as the door opens, because it may not open again at all.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Very true. All right, Leah, go ahead.
Pity Poppy Puffle.
Hold on, what was that?
Pity Poppy Puffle.
I agree.
Thank
Leah?
You.
I'll take Sticks and Stones for $1.
Fast on the trigger. All right, for $1, they sang Emotional Rescue.
Who are the Stones?
That's right.
$1 for you. You are doing a marvelous job. Select again, please.
I'll take Sticks and Stones for $2.
It's Sticks or Stones.
Sticks or Stones.
Can't be both. They sang...
I should point out something to our listening audience and to you, Leah, that Rob is just a tad anal retentive. Very good. Now, give her the answer. Very good.
Per your request.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You're a little retentive yourself.
Thank you.
They sang The Best of Times.
Who is Sticks?
That's right.
$1 for you. Select again, darling.
I will take Sticks or Stones for $3.
Oh, right. $3. I'm sorry. It was a $2 one, wasn't it?
It was $2 last time.
Oh,
yes.
I'm so sorry. I didn't want to shortchange you.
Okay. They sang Mixed Emotions. A little slow.
All right. Now, Keith, I don't think the door is going to open again. This is a chance for you to actually steamroll right through it and go on to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. And I've also been padding for you so you have more time to think of the answer. Now, do you have it?
Who are the Stones?
That is right. Very good.
$3 for you, Keith. You will be going to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. And now that you're in the driver's seat, it's time for you to press the pedal.
The what?
The pedal.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Crazy Grammy Fun for $1, please.
Crazy Grammy Fun. He sang the classic Helter Skelter at the ceremony.
Who's you two?
That is not right.
As quickly as the brass ring is grasped, you just drop down the gutter. Lee, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Bono?
No. Of course, everyone loves Paul McCartney. And
I don't. Piano.
You don't?
No, I thought he was a bit pitchy.
You did think that?
I didn't care for it. I thought his guitar work suffered as well.
Has he always been that way?
Well, I don't care for him. Keith, you're in control. Select again, please.
Crazy Grammy Fun for $2, please.
She was the opening act along with the animated band The Gorillaz.
Who is Madonna?
Hey, you got one. That must feel good.
$2 for Keith. Select again, please.
Let's close out the category, please.
He was particularly dashing with his blonde mohawk and bandaged hand.
I don't know.
Okay.
Leah, it's your chance to steal.
Duh.
I don't think that the host should be so bitchy.
I'm sorry.
It's very frustrating. Would you like to steal, darling?
I would love to.
All right, go ahead.
Who is Sly Stone?
That is right. That
$3 for you. How many categories do we have? We usually have only three.
We have but one left.
Why do you have so many today? You're so greedy.
That's greedy. I'm trying to give the money away.
All right, select again, Leo.
I'll take This Week on Don and Mike for one.
All right, This Week with Don and Mike. It's the official title of Don and Mike guest Dick Dizel.
Who is Captain 20?
Right.
I thought he was horrible.
Did you?
His hair was dyed and he was horrible.
He's a nice man.
No, he is not. No one is.
None of the charges were true.
Please remember that, Dick Dizel. Give it up, man. Live in the now. Go again. Select again, Leah.
I'll take This Week with Don and Mike for two.
He gave us.
And I don't think you've been funny since you've had pneumonia.
You don't?
No. Yes, she selected again. I interjected.
What
I'm
about
sorry.
What about before the pneumonia?
Before the pneumonia, laugh riot.
Thank you. I agree.
Off you go.
He gave us an exclusive interview about leaving Fox for CBS.
Who is JB, James Brown?
That's exactly right. Very good.
$2 for you. You're getting so much money. I'm delighted for you, Leah. Select again, please.
I'll take This Week with Don and Mike for three.
Last clue on the board. The number of stitches in Don Geronimo's bald spot.
What is six?
That's right.
$3. Very good. That is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Very good.
I really feel, Leah, you grabbed the opportunity. You did a fine job. It's no secret why you're the champion. Congratulations.
Thank you so much,
but
Simon.
The bad news is that we are going to move on, and the chance is that you could knock all of these winnings down to zero,
yeah.
And that's why everyone should take this competition seriously.
This what?
This, seriously, this competition.
Very good. Don't
Thank
need
you
to strain.
Very much.
Don't good. Need to strain. What's the score?
We have $21 for Leah. Keith does go to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with a total of $5, huh? So there will be a bit of competition.
Excellent. We physically force you both to bet it all, and your category is This Day in Rock History. This Day in Rock History. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Here's your clue. Remember to answer in the form of a question. On this day in 1978... this band released their debut album, and it featured the tune, Runnin' with the Devil. Please answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
Now, thank you, Rob. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive selections from the Simon Cowell Collection of Gay China.
What?
Over the years, I've gathered a magnificent group of gay plates, serving trays, cups, and saucers, all with exquisite homoerotic artwork celebrating man love.
Huh.
Oh, don't laugh. You'll love these one-of-a-kind pieces. Yeah. They're not only functional, but they're beautiful to the eye. I have so many. And don't forget, they're all microwaves. I don't dine without them. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Mr. Alex Trebek Spiewak.
Thank you,
you're
Simon.
Welcome. Is it almost done? I really must be going.
What's your hurry?
Well, I'm very, very tired, and I have a headache, and it's time to strain.
Constipated.
You know what I love about your china?
Stool.
It's
yes.
Functional.
Functional. Let's get on with the competition,
all right.
My
Leah
goodness.
And...
Wow, young.
Leah and Keith, are you there?
Yes,
I'm here.
We go to Keith first, right?
Keith has $5. Let's see if he can rally at the end of the game.
All right, Keith, on this day in 1978, this band released their debut album featuring the tune Runnin' with the Devil. What say you?
I embarrassingly asked, who is REO Speedwagon?
Ooh.
I'm terribly sorry.
Good.
That knocks you down to zero, Keith, but stay on the line. You might be very, very pleasantly surprised.
All right, Leah.
I'm afraid not.
Nobody.
But no. I have the answer.
Oh, okay. What is it?
It's what is Van Halen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What did you say I'm afraid not for?
And that means that
I'm afraid Keith has no chance.
Oh, okay.
Leah Kep, you are our remaining low-budget Jeopardy champion. Congratulations.
You must be thrilled.
Thank you so much. I'm stunned. I'm devastated.
That means she will return and she will join us the next time we play this ghastly game.
All right, Keith, you didn't really embarrass yourself that badly. Here is Simon Cowell to tell you what you won. You actually did quite well.
First of all, Leah, we doubled your score. Then we throw in a bonus. Your total so far, I didn't have your previous total, but today you won a very snappy $46. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And now here's some very, very, very good news. Now, am I going to give him both gifts?
Yes.
How exciting is this? First of all, let me tell you, Mr. Keith Davis, you have won, oh my,
an iRobot Roomba scheduler vacuuming robot to help you or your significant other make the house cheerier and cleaner this Valentine's Day.
Whoa.
The new Roomba scheduler cleans around your schedule and makes cleaning easier than ever. For more information, visit www.irobot.com. But wait, we have more.
There's more?
I think you'll be very, very excited. Are you listening, Keith?
I'm listening.
You have won a JVC Compact Digital Video Camcorder.
Whoa.
Courtesy of UPNs. Yes, sometimes on Low Budget Jeopardy, the loser is the big winner.
Leah gets to come back.
Yes, Leah gets to come back and maybe win another $10. You've bought a JVC digital video camcorder, courtesy of UPN's Everybody Hates Chris, and I certainly do.
That's no point.
No appreciable talent. Don't miss UPN's hit comedy series, Everybody Hates Chris, Thursdays at 8 p.m., only on UPN 20. That's your prize. You get two good ones, off you go.
Even though I'm a loser, may I say thank you very much?
You're more than welcome. We're going to put you on hold, and the gentleman back with the bad hair will get some pertinent information.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Leah.
Oh, thank God it's over. Put them on hold, Joe, and now we will stand by while we have another disgraceful segment of this program. What are we playing?
This is Elvis.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is. It's an Elvis impersonator.
No, it's really not.
For dozens of those. I'm very cynical. The Elvis act has worn thin.
You ever hang out with an Elvis impersonator?
Of course I have. Many times in Las Vegas and in California.
You're going to love this because now we're going to throw it over to this guy with the tight shirt.
Oh, I'm aware of that. This is the gentleman that doesn't watch my program.
Yeah, would you like to introduce him?
Well, he actually referred to it as a talent show.
Yeah, that right? Grade school talent.
There he is. Two tight shirts and bad hair.
A radio was strictly forbidden.
About
one man.
You speak German?
I do, yes,
to bring good news to his people.
Not surprised.
That's me.
He made it up.
Buzz Burbank. So, what they say on this little paper in front of me is that I'm supposed to ask you what is on your particular agenda for this evening.
Yes, if you don't mind.
Well, go ahead on with it. Off you go.
Tonight, remember that time President Bush saved us from the Martians? That was great. And roses are red, violets are blue. We have Valentine news for you.
Stay tuned for news and comment.
Yes.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, that was very professional, but I'm afraid it's a no. I'm leaving. Off you go.
Free FM's Don and Mike.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for news and comment. Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike
What's
Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Your home for petting. The Don and Mike Show.
Rocking out with Joe Archer, ladies and gentlemen.
Looking for some toys.
We're back on the Don and Mike Show. Don will return to the show on Monday. I've certainly enjoyed his calls, but I think he'll probably even have more to tell us about the whole deal with the car accident. He'll talk to us on Monday about that.
I'm not a psychic. I'm not a seer, but I somehow feel he'll be a little wound up and ready to talk.
Mm-hmm. And I certainly, all I'm thinking about right now is, will I be going home to a house of happy girls or unhappy girls?
Or ghosts.
I have a sick girlfriend, and I have two girls that wanted to have a sleepover. But I think with the forecast, since I canceled the sleepover because of snow, I think I'm going to be okay.
We'll see.
I hope so. I hope and I pray.
Is there any chance that if they totally bail on the forecast, you could resurrect the sleepover? I'm just asking.
I don't want to resurrect the sleepover.
Well, I know we're getting for a blizzard with winds.
Just like when I'm talking to my kids, Rob, we will reschedule. Okay?
That's a big word for kids.
Reschedule.
We'll reschedule. You know what Robert said to me today?
What did he say?
It's so clear the way Carrie and I deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
We got up, we were talking about what he's going to do today. He said, okay, Daddy, here's the deal.
He's three, ladies and gentlemen.
He is three.
News time now with Buzz Burbank. This Valentine's Day, it's brought by eDiamonds.com. This Valentine's Day, give her a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamonds.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE. And now with the neck-stomping anti-Bush news, here's Mr. Buzz Burbank. I don't know where I get it.
Thank you, Mike.
Fair and balanced.
Mm-hmm. There has been, however, this evening, a major break in the case of who outed the undercover CIA agent whose husband criticized the president's Iraq policy.
Mm-hmm.
The vice president's chief of staff, Scooter Libby, did it. He says he did it because he says he was authorized to do it by his superiors.
Would that be the evil one?
His superiors would be the vice president, the president's chief of staff, and the president. Libby told all of this to Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald, who will now introduce Scooter's testimony into evidence.
Does that mean that he could implement me?
It's
possible he could, yes.
Could he really send me up the river?
He
Who
could
are
implicate
you? I'm Colonel Rhodes.
Libby says he told at least one other government official to also spill the beans about American spy Valerie Plame.
But if he goes to jail, they'll call him Scooter.
Oh, dear.
That's for sure.
Libby's not naming names. He'll leave that to the prosecutor.
I heard somewhere, either I was listening to the radio or on TV, that when guys are in the joint now, yeah, when they're in prison, that when they shower with their underwear on.
I
might have heard that on the Fabulous Penn Jillette program.
I do that.
You shower even when you're at home.
It's cut down on my laundry.
How's that for a scary weekend picture to keep in your mind?
Now, Buzz, when he's brought up on charges, the Scooter guy,
uh-huh,
is he going to be, who tries him?
The special prosecutor will prosecute him. A special judicial panel will try him.
I'm guessing Scooter's going to be showering with his underwear on.
And they're going to call him Scooter?
Yes.
When they bring him up on charges?
Mr. Scooter.
Scooter!
I say shoot him.
Vice President Cheney was ordered, you see, by the president to defend the case for going to war in Iraq. Criticism of the reasons for invading Iraq would get in the way of that assignment, and the reasons for invading were chosen selectively.
Not to get too serious, but what you're saying, if I'm reading your little vague news in between the lines, try to figure out what's really going on, are you saying this goes to the president, that this will go to the president?
It certainly has led to the White House. It certainly has led to the vice president. We'll see how much farther it goes.
Right.
And remember, President Bush has said if anyone in his administration gets caught breaking the law, they're out.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to get to him because I think they keep him too stupid. I do.
Yeah. Mea mambo dog face to the banana pad.
That's right. More pretzels, sir?
Thank you, Scooter.
So as I was saying, the reasons for invading Iraq were chosen selectively according to the former CIA official who coordinated U.S. intelligence before and during the invasion. The White House has no comment on this, but Paul Pillar says the administration cherry-picked intelligence to justify a decision it had already made.
I coordinate my intelligence just like I coordinate my stripes and solids.
You look wonderful.
Thank you, Rob.
Mr. Pillar.
Mm-hmm. Pillar says the White House also ignored warnings that Iraq could easily erupt into chaos after overthrowing Saddam.
Oh, boy, you're ramped up. You like to get your digs in on him,
this
don't you?
This is the news.
Right before you go to the weekend, you want it because you feel it's your duty.
You're
going to
find these same stories everywhere else. This is the real hard news, the real news here this evening. You won't find them explained this frankly,
Thank
perhaps.
You, Buzz.
But you will find these same facts.
I appreciate your integrity as a journalist.
Everywhere else.
Buzz, I was all over News Filter. Not a mention of this.
No, I said news.
Oh, that's right.
The White House may be better at creating leaks than it is at plugging them. Ask New Orleans.
News Filter is a website that Rob and I look at.
It's
the
porn.
Password is Asian porn.
Yeah, it's just porn.
They all say AZN.
AZN, and I don't understand that.
Oh, it saves three keystrokes.
It's nasty. Because really, I've discovered, Rob, because I feel it's my my job to kind of look at that website occasionally.
Sure.
It's just my opinion that the Asians are a little kinkier than we are, at least the ones that I watch on that website.
The thing I don't understand
is... I like
is
to say cutting edge.
Cutting edge.
When you get some of that Asian material, what they choose to pixelize and what they don't.
And it appears to me that on some of that stuff, when I'm looking on the web, it seems like they're really doing real people, that it's not people that are actors that are paid. It looks
right.
Like, something that might happen on a subway.
The screaming is what I've said.
And everybody else is ignoring it.
They seem to enjoy
it. I wouldn't ignore it.
No, heavens no.
Not if somebody was doing that next to me on the subway.
Mike, you love the subway.
I do love the subway.
Also in the news today, the revelation that the White House knew that the levees had broken in New Orleans the same night it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Today, congressional investigators have the emails. Homeland Security had eyewitnesses confirmation at 9:27 p.m. At midnight, the White House was notified. The next morning, the president was on the Today Show saying that New Orleans had, quote, dodged a bullet.
How about you, Brownie?
The White House knew about the massive flooding and the fires before the news media, in fact, because the news media's phones were out.
Let's get Tom Delay, Scooter, and Carl. Get them all down there, Brownie.
And Pooty-Poot as well.
Pooty-Poot. Yeah, call Soviet Union. Oh, it's Russia now, ain't it? Call Pooty-Poot. Get him on the line.
But hey, did I tell you about the time W saved the world?
Oh, no, this is a positive story. This is a complete departure.
You're going to be proud.
Okay.
At a time half of America thinks the president's wrong to read our mail and tap our phones without a warrant, he told us yesterday about how his focus on Homeland Security prevented, quote, a catastrophic attack on our homeland.
I heard about this. He was bragging.
It happened 4 years ago, this incident, and frankly, I'm surprised you didn't hear about it.
Here's what I think. Now, I was aware of this story. You're going to tell the story about the fact that he is, he's talking about a success where there was an attack and they foiled it, right?
Right.
What I'm thinking is, if they've done this, just like with the wiretapping, when that became public, this is all the crap
that's scaring me, because this is stuff we should not have out there. We should not have anybody. You shouldn't be having a press conference
to
say...
Oh, that's only if it's true.
But they shouldn't do it.
No, it's a valid point.
No,
made it before.
I don't care what your politics are. You shouldn't have anybody doing this. The reason that these are secret agents is because they have to be secret.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would believe
End
that about...
End of pep talk.
I agree.
Thank you, Rob.
I would go along with that if they were real secrets. The mayor of Los Angeles is surprised he didn't hear about it since...
He's a hater.
Since the supposed attack is supposed to take place in his city.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's kind of surprised he didn't get a phone call giving him the heads up. He heard it on TV yesterday, the mayor of Los Angeles did. He said he didn't expect a call from the president himself,
so,
just somebody.
Doing, what you're doing is you're reading this story.
I'm reporting the facts.
You are indicating to me that you think these guys, like, watch 24 and then come out and have a press conference and say they foiled something.
I just think it's funny that we haven't heard anything about it for 4 years, and suddenly now that the president's under attack, we're hearing about it. And maybe you should also know that an FBI counterterrorism official said 2 years ago there had been no thwarted al-Qaeda attacks.
You're like a dog with a steak.
Gee, you'd think he'd know.
I got my little pug Beluga, and I sit there, and he grabs the toy, and you pull it, and the harder you pull, the harder he pulls. And that's what you're just like that hanging out. Yeah, he's going tonight.
Hey, let's lighten it up. There was a story recently in which Russian spies announced they discovered a fake rock near one of their buildings that contained a British spy gadget for eavesdropping. So the British planted this fake rock with a listening device in it to listen in on the Russians. Russian intelligence released a video, maybe you saw it, of a British agent planting the rock.
Oh, hold on a second, Buzz. 1 second here. Sure. I really was kind of like shirking my responsibilities over here.
What's it done?
I didn't break the phone.
Joe, somewhere in the studio we would have a Rocky and Boris or Natasha Russian Soviet type thing. Do we have that, Rob?
It's in the hallway, Joe, under R with the celebrity adjacent.
Okay. Stand by, please.
Well, I can continue while he's looking, and that will keep things moving.
But really, I'm putting pressure on him. I want to see how long in the silence during your duty. Now, I know you're very excited, because you're getting plenty of time.
No, I know.
So
I know.
Bear with me. You're reading a story about Russia, and we need the Russian sound effect, and that's what we're looking for right now. And we're timing Joe. And, you know, I've been kind of rough on Joe today, but we're just going to see how he's doing. Rob, are you, yes, you're turning that down now.
I see no reason why I can't run board from over here.
I do not. Now, let me just say, I do not believe that this is slowing the show down in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, no.
This is like 24. What we're doing is we're giving it a sense of urgency.
Now it has moved into an area where, believe it or not, because I'm that kind of guy, I'm starting to feel sad. Because I put pressure on him, and now he can't find the sound of it.
We're all in different squares on the screen now.
We are totally Now, Rob has gotten up from his microphone bus to go... Find the sound effects with Joe.
It's just you and me now, buddy.
All right. Now, let's see how long it takes with Rob out there. See if they can actually locate it.
He knows where it is.
Okay. He is in the studio after the buzzer. Do you have the tape? Yes, he's nodding his head. Go ahead, play it now, Joe.
Hello, darling. This is Natasha from Bullwinkle Show. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara. Oh, for the bird, Bodie.
Two words, ladies and gentlemen. Worth it. Continue, Buzz.
All right. Russian spies listening in through a rock. British spies listening to the Russians through a rock. Now he's got me confused.
Want to start over?
No, not really.
Okay. You got to get your kid on or your groove on. You can't get both on at the same time.
Oh, because it's a rock.
Chris Rock? No. Damn it. That's it. I have to do it. I'm putting you in the trunk of my car when I'm going home tonight.
You gave him content back. Do you want to take content away?
Yeah, we have to take content away from him, and I've completely forgotten what your story is.
Remember the British spies with the fake rock listening in on the Russians?
Okay, so the British are listening in on the Russian guys.
With this fake rock they planted in the yard outside the Russian building.
Gotcha.
Maybe you even saw the video of the British agent planting the rock.
Yeah.
Well, there are now credible reports that the British spy did something else with the rock. A report from a well-known journalist says the Russians have more video they've not released yet of the British spy pleasuring himself on the fake rock. Oh, how we love the gadget.
Number three.
We love the gadget. Uh-huh. Everybody loves gadgets.
Now, did you reach for more content when he said that? You didn't. Okay.
So, you know who loves gadgets?
Who's that?
Bill Cowher. The gadget play.
Yeah, gadget play. Big time in the Super Bowl.
Now, remember, the other day we told you about the GPS dart for police and other devices to put an end to high-speed chases, more gadgets. Well,
we're against it, incidentally. For the record, we are all against that. We like the high-speed chases. Keep the helicopters flying.
Well, with a wave of technology sweeping over law enforcement, what could possibly go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
In Palm Beach, Florida...
Buzz, I hate to do this to you, but I have to.
Joe, Buzz tons of stories about car chases. Right now, this would be a chance to grab the sound effect of the car skidding and crashing.
Really,
right.
I've moved on. That just was a mention. I'm really not going to talk about car crashes.
Where's the crash? Was that Rob that had to get that?
That was me.
Joe, you're off the hook.
In Palm Beach, Florida, a sheriff's deputy's been fired after using his dash-mounted camera to get extreme close-ups of women and their delightful parts.
Hello!
It was the one of the bikini-clad girl in the outdoor shower rinsing the salty seawater off her nubile body that got Jack Muncie in trouble.
Lucille.
Buzz writes good.
Baby.
Deputy Muncie saved the tape, showed it to his friends, and the video got back to the bosses.
Hi, I'm Deputy Muncie.
His 1 hour and 20 minute video collection also includes a thonged up girl whose skirt was blown upward by the wind.
Hey, Reggie, come on in here. I want to show you. That's me, Deputy Muncie. I want to show you what I got on this camera here. Look at that girl. Oh, Lucille.
Hi, Muncie.
Ain't she fine?
She is fine, Muncie.
Fantastic.
The video also contains an extreme close up of a biker chick's breasts as she adjusts her bikini top.
Wow.
This is working for me. Yeah. On the job 10 years, Muncie has only 2 prior infractions. 1 for viewing inappropriate websites at work.
Man, I just bored. You know, we had a couple people going click, click, click.
And the other was for driving his patrol car into a ditch.
Always like to keep my audience riveted.
And today, our absolute power corrupts absolutely story comes from all places, Lenoke, Arkansas, and I'll have that story for you when we come back.
Thank you, Buzz. I'm liking this news now that you're doing the sex stuff, or my name's not Chief Muncie.
There's more sex.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating. And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pick and eat. The Don and Mike Show.
Rob and I were just having a wonderful discussion, talking about our weekends, and
it might be a tie?
Yeah, I think it's a tie.
Yeah. I might win. John might come over, so I win then.
Yes,
so
I know I had mentioned earlier about coming home and the lack of the sleepover, and I
right.
Just, you know, took a little temperature check to find out the mood in the household, and it's great!
Excellent.
It's going to rock, Buzz!
Have a great weekend,
it's
Mike.
It's going to be fantastic!
Enjoy!
Nobody's in a bad mood!
Oh, that's good.
Everybody's happy! Woohoo! Party time!
Yeah.
Daddy's home and he's loved. Yeah, I am uber ass.
Well, you'll always have the ghost.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. Maybe we'll just have a big haunting. You know, the ghost might be somebody I can chat with this week.
You know what? If they continue to misbehave, reinstate the sleepover in the attic.
But you know what? Seriously, when this all started, they wanted to have a sleepover in my dungeon. You know my dungeon I showed you?
Oh,
the basement area down there. Yeah, very scary.
Mm-hmm. And have a seance.
And a raccoon. Go ahead. Well, it's our last segment of the day.
Yes, it is.
Another full segment with Mr. Burbank with his next stepping.
Thanks, Mike. Actually, we're just going to have some fun now.
Good. I'm glad.
Dateline Lenoke, Arkansas, population just over 4,000, was a big day in that town yesterday. The mayor was arrested for corruption. The police chief was accused of making meth to frame a guy.
Hey, there's crystal meth again.
Yeah. Always.
Uh-huh. And the police chief's wife was arrested for taking home prisoners for a little gardening and a little sex.
Ah, baby.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Ah, baby.
The suspended chief and his wife were also accused of stealing some antique jewelry. The mayor's accused of using state workers to fix his air conditioner and hang his Christmas lights.
It sounds like a movie.
In a town where everyone personally knows the defendants, quoting the acting police chief, we've got a tough time ahead.
And the way it works, we got Selma, she has the meth lab in her place.
Right.
We got the mayor's wife, she'd bring the prisoners home.
Yes.
Is that the warden's wife or the mayor's wife?
The police chief's wife.
And we got the mayor just being all plain on the take.
A little corrupt,
right?
Is the allegation, yes.
You know who could clean that situation up?
Who'd be that?
Deputy Muncie,
now he's too busy surfing porn.
Yeah. A New Jersey police chief is in trouble over his apparent fantasy. He's accused of trying to get a 45-year-old secretary to dress as Little Red Riding Hood.
I like that.
Why are we laughing?
I don't know.
In the fantasy, he allegedly wanted to dress as the Big Bad Wolf. She has an answering machine message that says, "Hi, it's the Big Bad Wolf saying good night." She says it got so bad at work, she had to stop wearing anything red.
Really?
Well, they had the Red Riding Hood thing.
I didn't think anybody else in the United States had the same fantasy that I had.
Oh, you have it too?
What's your ultimate fantasy, Buzz?
Well, I don't know if it's my ultimate. Red Riding Hood, definitely one of them.
That worked for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Very exciting.
What's this?
Red Riding Hood.
Drop it in. Hey, Grandma! I brought a little bunny rabbit for you to have!
Hot rabbit?
Hey, Grandma! You almost forgot! Grandma, what big eyes you got!
Yeah, I know, all right. Big eyes, yeah.
That's Red Riding Hood.
Yes,
guilty.
It is.
Very guilty.
Wonderful.
Of being hot!
Well, the sexual harassment trial has now begun for that New Jersey police chief. We already know what happens to the big bad wolf.
Yeah, baby.
And deputies in Pinellas County, Florida, have been told to stop cheating on their wives.
Buzz, I have a headache.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, I have to tell you.
I've got some aspirin.
I didn't have a headache until about 5 minutes ago.
Really? You made it that far?
No, the headache is brought on by the fact that I just got to figure out how not to be the bad guy.
Yeah. I know it's all going to work out. Oh, I know it's all going to be fine.
It was caused by a phone call.
Here's my advice. Go home and make some silly voices.
You think so?
Yeah, that'll win them over.
You know, I do that for my kids.
You ever punish them as Charlie?
Maybe I'll just walk in as Charlie.
Hello, kids!
That might be the safest bet tonight.
Here's a plastic flower in my lapel. Bedtime will be an hour early.
Uncle Cartoon says no slumber party.
Come on, kids!
Sorry, I canceled!
Don't forget you have a headache.
I didn't like him anyway. I love to laugh. No problem, girls. Sorry about that. Here's a candy cane. I'm a real bad dad. Trying to make my way. Oh, God. Buzz?
Yes.
You better talk or I'm going to have an ad here.
I know, and I don't want that to happen. Deputies in Pinellas County, Florida have been told to stop cheating on their wives. New policy tells the officers that if they get caught cheating on their spouses or sleeping with someone else's spouse, they'll be suspended for 3 days.
These are deputies.
Yes.
All men are dogs.
All men are pigs and we love bacon.
All men are dogs because then you got deputy dogs.
I see. The sheriff says...
I can't do it anymore.
The sheriff says dispatch was getting too many 911 calls about adultery that involved his deputies.
Very good.
Now, for the adulterous among us, the hardest thing about Valentine's Day, of course, is having to buy two of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That and getting caught. And V-Day is a big day for getting caught. Ask Private Detective Art League of Greensboro, North Carolina. For him, this time of year is like Christmas. He's added a couple of part-time private eyes to cover the extra business. He's got 5 stakeouts set for this coming Tuesday.
Those are called private dicks.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He says Valentine's...
Sorry about that.
He says Valentine's is the best day of the year for catching his client's spouses because on that day, more than any other, they get sloppy.
Really?
Private eye Irene Smith of Golden, Colorado has a dozen cases to work next week.
As we have discussed, no good comes out of this holiday.
An outfit in Anaheim stopped taking customers last month as clients wrapped up for the big day.
Hey, I like this outfit. What a nice outfit. Hey,
where'd you get it?
We got trouble with this outfit.
The private eye's universal advice, nobody's going to believe a Valentine's Day alibi.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, this is not so much news as it is affirmation. Men spend twice as much on Valentine's Day as women.
Of course.
Combined, we spend an average of $100 each.
You should use, in your news story, you should use the word conspiracy. It is a conspiracy, that's
in
why.
In this conspiracy, retailers cash in on your need to buy affection or ease your guilt this year to the tune of $13.5 billion.
Okay, I was at the supermarket before the show.
Yes.
I was just going to get some water.
Oh.
I walk in, they got the display with the stuffed animals.
Last minute.
I know that my kids are mad because of the whole sleepover issue.
That's amazing.
I load up on the candy and the stuff. I succumb to the whole thing, and I am purchasing that.
That plus silly voices, you're golden.
You're going to have upset kids? You're going to give them candy?
No, I'm going to give them candy on Sunday. We're going to get a whole day to get the upset over if I can just sway them, and then we're going to have a fun day on Sunday.
Out of the dungeon and then come. The candy.
Yes, they will be in the dungeon until the candy is presented.
Entertain them.
Mm-hmm.
Men will spend this year, on average, $136 apiece. Women will spend $68. That's $136 spent by men, on average, $68 spent by women. Conspiracy.
It'll never change.
Damn.
Yeah, Florida. It'll never change, Florida.
And I thought this was interesting. A Consumer Intentions versus Actions report shows that more than a third of us don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Really?
Do you celebrate it or do you observe it?
I think you observe it.
I don't do either.
You don't celebrate it.
You know what? Carrie gives me a free pass. We don't do anything.
God, now see, you're very lucky.
But we did have to buy a box of Scooby-Doo Valentines for the preschool class.
Well, the kids. I think it's a kids' holiday, too, and they don't mention
God
that.
God bless the kids.
Sometimes we get conversation hearts and write dirty things on them. But other than that, nothing.
I'm going to be a hero by the end of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Watch me. I'm going to come bouncing in on Monday.
You'll be fine.
I'm
going to
be
need
super
another.
Happy.
We don't need another hero.
Finally, if you go to Benihana anytime soon, or any Japanese steakhouse, if you go there, Valentine's Day, whatever, just remember Jerry Colatus.
Mm-hmm.
And don't...
Colatus?
No, Colatus.
Okay.
Dirty.
Well, he's... Now, be nice, because he's no longer...
Don't put an F on the front of that name.
He's no longer with us, and I want you to remember him if you go to a Japanese steakhouse. And don't flinch when the chef throws you a shrimp. Jerry flinched, fell off his stool, and eventually died from his injuries. You may remember us mentioning that.
Yes, yeah, stool.
His wife sued Benihana for $16 million for hiring the chef who threw the shrimp that made Jerry flinch, fall, and die.
They all throw shrimp.
That's I know.
Trick.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah,
it's an actor's trick.
Yesterday, a jury on Long Island cleared Benihana of any wrongdoing in Jerry's death.
I'm going to applaud Benihana.
Quoting his widow, they just can't get away with this.
Yeah, that's like, you know, and it's not because of what everybody thinks, just because I have one of those places.
Yeah, right.
You still
right.
doing the steakhouse thing?
Yeah, we all sit on the floor and we eat Japanese food.
You don't throw shrimp, though, you throw steaks.
We throw big, fat steaks.
That's right.
Juicy.
And little Mikey's.
The widow, Kaleta, says she'd asked the chef to stop throwing food because a shrimp had already hit one member of the family in the head and burned another one's arm.
Oh, my God. Third-degree burn, and I got a dent in my head. Somebody threw a shrimp. Oh, bitch.
Great, great reflexes in the whole family, apparently.
Very, very good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That is it. We got to get out of here. Monday, thank God, the return of Don Geronimo. And
he'll
tell us all about his trials and tribulations with his lucky car, as he likes to call it.
He does.
We'll make some calls to Torino for the Olympics that we don't care about. And who knows, perhaps a blizzard recap.
Yes, you be careful in the snow.
I will be careful. Everybody be careful in the snow. We'll see if they were lying or if they were telling the truth. I personally, since it's a weekend, I hope they're wrong, but in the bad way. I hope we get a foot or two
Me
of
too.
Snow.
Me too.
So enjoy
that.
Thank you and good day, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Catch this shrimp.
Joe, once again, straight A's.
Got
him, so. Everybody, we got to go. Step over the corpse of Joe when you're leaving the studio.
He missed every time.
He did.
Bye, Joe.
Damn it.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.